case.
Nebraska Brings. Land Tire. 308-432-44.
Time now. We're just waiting for. Yeah, listen to some Hayes Springs basketball. I think they're playing Gordon Rushville. I'm not entirely sure.
Back on the air here at Classic Hits 107.7 KBPY and the Chadron Community Hospital pregame show. Keys to the game, I think, for Hayes Springs tonight will be to avoid the turnovers. These teams both come in with 1-1 conference records. Hayes Springs is at 5-4, and 5-5 are the Gordon Rushville Lady Mustangs. We'll be back with more of the pregame show after this on KBPY.
This is Keith Blaylock, physical therapist and certified athletic trainer at Chadron Community Hospital. Our department is pleased to continue in the provision of sports medicine rehabilitation to injured athletes in our region. We are looking forward to providing the care needed to help get you back in the game this upcoming season. Whether you're a competitive high school or college athlete participating in organized sports, or a weekend warrior just trying to stay active, please do not hesitate to give us a call at 308-432-0232.
Everybody talks about hometown banking, but what does that mean? I'm sure there's an impressive corporate answer to that question, but for small town folks, hometown banking is working with a financial partner that knows you and knows your goals, cares about your family, and that you see at various community functions. The folks at Security First Banks along Highway 20 are the definition of a hometown bank. And if you're looking for what they've got, visit any of the Security First Bank locations in Chadron, Crawford, and Hayes Springs. Security First Bank, banking with you in mind.
So, we tried to warn you, but you didn't listen, and now you're stuck on the side of the road in the middle of nowhere. Your vehicle won't start, the kids are already complaining that they're bored and hungry, and you have no cell service. At least you have a coyote, or coyotes, to keep you company. That all could have been avoided with a trip to Skeeter's Napa Auto Parts. Remember, a little bit of preventative maintenance goes a long ways. Stop by Skeeter's Napa Auto Parts, 504 West 3rd Street, in Chadron, unless you like being stranded.
Honesty, integrity, and respect is what you will receive when you visit Wahlstrom Ford in Chadron, Nebraska. As a family-owned and operated business for over 62 years, we understand the importance of our relationship with our customers, and we want to say thank you. We offer a full line of new and used vehicle inventory, as well as a full service and parts department to meet your vehicle needs. Check us out on East Highway 20 in Chadron or online at wahlstromcars.com, where you can see a full listing of our current inventory or schedule your next service appointment.
Your local dealer for lock, safe, security cameras, access control keys, and more. That's Chadron Lock and Key. All right, that's going to do it for the pregame show. We'll be back with the starting lineups and tip-off for the girls' game next on KBPY.
Realize you've slacked off on the indoor home projects. Morford's Decorating Center in Chadron has a selection of flooring and paint to help you with all those projects. They have the names you trust when it comes to carpet, hardwood, laminate, and tile. They also stock a wide variety of Benjamin Moore paints and colors that bring life to any room. Stop in and browse around at 1250 West 6th Street in Chadron or call 308-888-4483. Morford's is your one-stop shopping for home improvements.
I've seen better days. Years of game day cheering has taken their toll. Leaning back, I've supported countless touchdowns, field goals, and heartbreaks, but now I'm feeling the strain. Don't let your game day comfort be a casualty. Head to Home Haven Furniture and Appliance for a new recliner that can handle the excitement of football season. You deserve to relax and enjoy the game in style. Home Haven Furniture and Appliance, where your game day greatness begins.
People bank with people. At Platte Valley Bank, not only do we provide a wide array of financial services, we also provide leadership and volunteer time to support many community activities. We give our time, talent, and resources to help local organizations that have an impact on our friends and neighbors. Building long-term relationships with our customers and a strong commitment to our community is the way we do business.
Platte Valley Bank, member FDIC.
For the best burgers and shakes in northwest Nebraska, it's Q's Dairy Suite in Crawford. This is FM 107.7 KBPY, Hay Springs, Chadron.
It's been said that when someone you love has Parkinson's, you have Parkinson's. The Parkinson's Foundation knows that the disease doesn't just affect the diagnosed. It affects everyone who supports and helps care for them.
If you or someone you know is living with Parkinson's, a neurological disease that affects movement, we understand that it can be difficult to know where to find help.
If you have questions, the Parkinson's Foundation has answers. Answers for everyone in the fight.
We can help you understand the disease.
Help you find.
Number 21 is Braylene McKinney. And number 34 is Rowan Simonson, Jimmy Simonson. That's your Mustang starters from Gordon Rushville for Hay Springs tonight. It is number four. I think that's Kaya Binger. Number 10 is Alina Raymer. Number 11 is not on my list. Number 15 is Julia Russell. And number 12, I don't have a number 12. Let me look over here. That would be Devin Young. No, that's the boys' team. Well, that's right. So Devin Young is number 12. Boy, my numbers are all mixed up here on the program. So filling in for Jeremy tonight, who's about 5.5 feet under the ground right now, and hopefully we'll recuperate. We are underway, and the tip is controlled by Hay Springs. Barbara will have it. Pass it over on the far side to Binger. Binger loses the ball, and it's taken away by Gordon Rushville. Taken away by number 20, McKinney. She misses her shot. Rebound taken down by Hay Springs by Young. Then they'll dish it over to Russell. And up on the top of the key here on the near side now is Barbel. Back out front to Binger. Three-point shot on way is good. Julia Russell gets the first points of the night, puts Hay Springs up 3-0. Mustangs on the near side now to McKinney. Underneath the basket pass, shot up is no good by Simonson. Rebound, though, by Gordon Rushville. Dish it around. Three-point shot on the way is off everything. And it will go out of bounds, be Hay Springs basketball. Our tip-off brought to you by State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor. Trey Strawhide, State Farm, is there. And our starting lineup brought to you by Country Kitchen in Chatham, a place like home. Full court pressure by Gordon Rushville. Hay Springs, no problem getting around it onto the far side. Binger, pass it off again on the far side to Varvel. Varvel gives it off to Russell. Russell goes in the corner, puts up a three off the rim, no good. Rebound taken down by the Mustangs. Lindsey Simonson gets that one. Again, both teams 1-1 in their conference. Shot up is off the glass and good. That is Simonson. Here come the Hawks. 3-2, the Hawks with the lead. 6:23 in period number one. Ball stolen away. Traffic will clear, and the Mustangs will take it the other way. Cross-court pass, tipped around and stolen by Hay Springs. Binger will bring it down, throw it off in the corner. Shot just as low, pass underneath the basket to Young. Puts the shot up, no good, but she's going to get fouled. That'll be on number 34. Simonson, her first personal foul. And it puts Young at the free throw line with two shots. And the first one's off the front of the rim, no good. Second shot coming up. And this one is good. Nothing but net. And that makes it 4-2. Hawks on top with 5:56 going to first period. Pass comes up to Simonson. Lindsey Simonson. She'll throw it off in the corner to McKinney. Long pass tipped away and stolen by the Hawks. One-on-one break. Barbell's got it. She'll hold up now and wait for some help. Here's a three-point shot on the way from Binger, and it's good. Binger with a three. Puts the Hawks up 7-2. Ball stolen away again. Taken by Barbell. She'll take it down court on the break. Layup is in and good for Binger. On the two-on-two break, the Hawks make it 9-2. Gordon Rushwell with the ball, trying to get back to the board. McKinney's got it. She'll literally hand it off. Give it back to Schultz. Her shot's blocked, and rebound comes down to the Hawks. Taken by Russell. Russell throws it down court to Binger. Out front to Russell. Over on the far side, it goes to Barbell. Barbell underneath gets it to Young, and Young's going to get fouled. So it was before the shot. First quarter brought to you by Nebraska Bank. Member FDIC. Inbounds pass comes in. Here's Binger with another three, and it's good again. 12-2, a 10-point lead for the Hawks. 4:38 to go in the period. In the corner, pass underneath, knocked away. Jeff Ball coming up for a possession arrow. As Binger and Kaylee Campbell got into a wrestling match for the basketball. Gordon will get it on the side-out arrow. Pass comes way out front, almost over her shoots. Emma Martin. She'll give it back to Goings, Kylie Goings, over in the corner, underneath the basket. And we're going to get a foul this time on Hayes Springs. That'll be the first personal foul on Hayes Springs. First one on Young. And it will not be a shooting foul. It'll come in under the basket. 4:19 to go, first period. Hayes Springs up 12-2. Here's a long three-pointer on the win. It's good. Braylene McKinney gets a long three from about the volleyball line. Pressure from Gordon. Rushville. Hayes Springs gets it across the timeline. Russell's got it. Throws it over on the far side to Barbell. Barbell harassed in the corner. Ball's knocked out of bounds. It'll remain Hayes Springs basketball. First quarter brought to you by Nebraska Bank, rooting with you and rooting for you. Gordon Rushfield, pressure. Hayes Springs having a hard time getting the ball in. They do get it in. And then it's kicked away. It'll be called a travel. It'll be Gordon Rushfield basketball. 3:52 to go, period number one. The Hawks up 12-5 over the Mustang Ladies. Boys game coming up after this one. Raylene McKinney brings it down for Gordon Rushville. Underneath to Martins, and it goes out of bounds off of Gordon Rushville. It'll be Hayes Springs basketball. Gordon Rushville with a token pressure in the backcourt. Binger gets around that, brings it across the timeline. 3:30 to go, first period. Hayes Springs up 12-5, pass in the corner. Underneath the basket to Young. Young double team, throws a back out front. Here's the shot just inside the three-point line off the front of the rim. And the rebound taken down by Mark. McKinney walking across center court, throw it off in the corner. Here's a shot from the baseline. No. She faked the shot, took a drive, had the ball knocked away. It'll go out of bounds off of the Mustang. Riley Schultz and Roland Simonson back in for Gordon Rushville. Here come the Hawks. Binger's got it across center court. Pass it here on the near side to Russell. In the corner it goes. That's Raymer. Tried to get a pass underneath the Young. It's picked off. And the Mustangs will get it back. Mustangs down 12-5 to the Hawks. Flips the basketball now. Schultz has it, throws it back out front. Looks for the long three, now throws it back over here. Schultz drives the baseline, throws it out front. Wide open shot is off the rim, no good. Rebound fought for, bounced around, and Gordon Rushville gets it back. Three-point shot on the way is off the front of the rim, no good. Ball's on the floor. Gordon Rushville gets it again. Back out front it goes. From the baseline, we're going to have a McKinney stepped on the baseline. It'll be out of bounds. It'll be Gordon Rushville ball. 2:16 to go in the Nebraska Bank first quarter here on 107.7 KBQI. Finger will take it across center court. Throw it off in the corner to Starkey into the game for Hayes Springs. Here's Binger with another long three. It's off the rim, no good. Rebound down to Young, and she loses it off of her foot. It'll be Gordon Rushville basketball. Braylene McKimmy, the senior, brings it down court for Gordon Rushville. Here on the near side, tries to get underneath, does get it underneath to Schultz. She'll drive the baseline, put the shot up and good. 12-7, Gordon Rushville with a little bit of a run. As Hayspring's been stuck at that 12 number for a while, ball tipped away out of bounds. It'll be off of McKimmy. Hayspring will keep it. Ball comes in to Russell. And she's... Ball's knocked out of bounds. A little bit of a physical contact there, but they're going to say that McKimmy knocked the ball out of bounds. It'll remain Hayes Springs basketball. Again, Gordon Rushville playing Hayes Springs really tight on the inbound. Hayes Springs does get it in. Starkey's got it. Has it stolen away. And Gordon Rushville with the basketball looking to cut that lead down with minute 20 to go in the period. Long pass cross court to Schultz. She'll throw up the other side of the court. Back out front. Ball comes on the near side now. Campbell with the shot. That's no good. And a rebound taken down by Starkey for Hayes Springs. Russell will bring it down court. Throw it on the near side to Starkey. Tries to feed under the basket to Russell. It's tipped away. Saved back to Young. Young team. Oh, double team. They got the shot up and in. Young breaks a bit of a dry spell for Hayes Springs, makes it 14-7 with 40 seconds left in the first period. Ball tipped out of bounds, trying to get it underneath to Schultz, and it was tipped out of bounds by Hayes Springs, by Young. So it'll remain Gordon Rushville basketball. Oh, all by herself, McKimmy couldn't handle the hot potato, and it goes out of bounds. Inbounds comes in to Binger. Binger drives to the corner, throws it into Young, and Young is going to get fouled. And that will be the second foul on Roanne Simonson. Seconds to go in the first period, 14-7. Hayes Springs with the lead. Oh, and too much muscle on that one. It went right through the hands of Barbel. It'll be Gordon Rushville basketball. Long pass comes to Schultz. She'll try to dribble between the traffic, throw it across court. Back to Schultz, and that one goes out of bounds on Gordon Rushville. So Hayes Springs will get the ball back. And we're going to have another turnover. Well, nope. Fortunately for Hayes Springs there, the ball went out of bounds off of Mustang. Now it's stolen away on the inbounds. On the break is Schultz. Waits for the defense to pass, puts it up and in. Schultz with her fourth point, makes it 14-9, and We got a timeout on the court. We'll be back in 30 seconds on Classic Hits 107.7 KBPY.
Shoot, they don't take cash at the gate.
It's all good. We can use my new Nebraska Bank student checking debit card.
Nebraska Bank student checking?
Yeah, it's a free checking account for young adults. And get this, I'll earn a $50 bonus after I use my card 12 times in the first 90 days.
$50? Just for using your card?
Yeah, you should get one too. Then you won't have to carry cash all the time. Nebraska Bank is in Shadron, Alliance, Bridgeport, and Hemingford. You can also visit ne.bank.
Qualifications and restrictions apply. See institution for details. Member FDIC.
Timeout brought to you by Dunbar's You Design It. And that timeout was taken by Hay Springs with 4.3 seconds left in the period. Lots of pressure in the backcourt by Gordon Rushville. Binger gets the inbounds pass. 1 second left. And the period will end with Gordon Rushville trailing the Hay Springs Hawks here in Hay Springs 14-9. Back with period number two coming up on Classic Hits 107.7 KBPY.
Bittner Construction, a longtime supporter of the Hay Springs Hawks, has also been a longtime area partner in all kinds of dirt work, private and municipal projects, excavations both big and small, pipelines, and building foundation prep. From the pre-planning to project completion, Bittner Construction of Hay Springs is always a team player from start to finish. From sports to construction, teamwork is the key. Go Hawks from Bittner Construction. Give them a call at 308-638-7684.
We all know of Joe Peters Roofing, and we've all stopped to watch his crews work. Amazing, aren't they? Usually when you see a Joe Peters sign go up, it means something bad has happened. But doesn't it bring a feeling of comfort to know that Joe and his crew are on the way to make things right? Just like the Hay Springs Hawks, the team at Joe Peters Roofing has developed a winning spirit. They wish all the best to the Hawks. That's Joe Peters Roofing.
For the best burgers and shakes in Northwest Nebraska, it's Q's Dairy Suite in Crawford. This is FM 107.7 KBPY, Hay Springs, Shadron.
Second quarter brought to you by Farm Bureau agent Brian Linegar. When it comes to protecting your family, count on Farm Bureau and agent Brian Linegar. Paul just gets turned in, and we've got a foul on Hay Springs. Paul just got in. Hay Springs had it, and Young picks up her second foul. Fourteen to nine as we start this second quarter. Brought to you by Farm Bureau agent Brian Linegar. Gordon Rushville with the basketball. Hay Springs with a 14-9 lead. And Gordon Rushville just threw the ball out of bounds. If there's a shot from the paint tonight, it's brought to you by Arrow Building Center, West Highway 20 in Shadon. Whenever there's a shot from the paint and you're looking for the right paint for your project, think Arrow Building Center. Binger with the ball for Hay Springs. She'll give it off here to Russell. Russell will get it underneath Young. Young in the paint. Here's a shot outside from Binger. It's off the back of the rim. No good, but the rebound taken down by Barbel. Barbel gets it underneath the Young. Her shot's up off the glass and no good. Gordon Rushville with the rebound. Schultz will bring it down for the Mustangs. Long cross-court pass tipped away and saved by Goings, and Goings will get fouled. And that foul will be on Raymer, her first foul. Third team foul on Hay Springs. Emma Martins with the basketball. She'll throw it out front to McKimmy. McKimmy go around to the far side of the court, tried to feed it underneath. Shot up, no good. Blocked by Young. Young with the big block there. Here comes Russell. She'll give it over to Barbel. Hay Springs going right to left or towards the highway. Hay Springs. Barbara with the basketball, trying to get it underneath Young. Young's got it, throws it back out front. Here's Binger with another three on the way. It's off the rim, no good. Young with the rebound, puts it back up, no good. Ball tipped around. Gordon Rushville gets the rebound. Gordon Rushville on the run. And then they'll hold it up. Timmy waits for some help. Here's a long three on the way. It's no good. Ball will go out of bounds. It'll be Gordon Rushville. It'll be turned over. Gordon Rushville. It'll be Hay Springs basketball. Studio 308, Dean Nitsch and Studio 308 specialize in signs, banners, vehicle graphics, and more. Call 308-430-1723. Full court pressure by the Mustangs. And a ball tipped away, picked up by the Mustangs. Schultz with it now. She'll throw it over to Martins. Martins comes to the near side in front of the scoreboard. Give it off here to Riley Schultz again. Gordon Rushville working the perimeter. Campbell with the basketball. She throw it out front to Goings. And stolen away. Here comes Barville on the one-on-one break. She'll put it up, and she will get fouled. Won't get the basket, but she'll go to the free throw line. That'll be on Schultz. And to the free throw line for Hayes Springs goes Barville. Two shots, 14-9. Hayes Springs with the lead. 5:43 to go in the half. First one is good. Nothing but net on that one. Fifteen to nine. Second shot on the way for Barville is no good. Rebound. I think Young tipped that one. It's going to go back to Gordon Rushville. Young, the tallest girl under the basket tonight. So here comes McKinney for Gordon Rushville with the basketball. He's picked up at center court by Binger. Almost stole it away. Kimmy gets it back. Throws it over on the far side. Into the lane. Out across the baseline now is to Campbell. Campbell double-teamed. Loses the basketball. Hayes Springs can't get it, though. Gordon Rushville keeps it, but then immediately travels and turn it over. That'll be McKinney with the travel. And Gordon Rushville with the basketball turnover gives it back to the Hayes Springs Hawks. Shadron Chiropractic, you've only got one spine. Take care of it with supportive chiropractic care at Shadron Chiropractic. And they're going to take Barville over the far side of the court. Throw the ball in. Full pressure again by Gordon Rushville. Ball taken away by the Mustangs. Layup block. What a block. That got the crowd stirred up as Russell got a clean block. Gordon Rushville will get another shot at it. No way out front. Here's a long three on the way. It's way short. The rebound's taken down by Russell. Young on the break. Give it off to Finger, and Finger's going to get fouled, I believe. Yep, Finger gets fouled. That's going to be on Campbell. Campbell's first. First shot on the way is no good. Finger with two threes tonight. 5:02 to go in a half. Hayes brings up 15-9. Finger's second one is good. Nothing but net on that one. Goings brings it down. Shot up from the corner is Simonson. No good. It'll go out of bounds off of Gordon Rushville and be Hayes Springs basketball. Coming up at halftime, it'll be the Shadron Insurance halftime show. Insurance to fit your needs. And we got a timeout by the Hawks. Our timeout brought to you by Dunbar. You design it. Top-notch embroidery, including hats, lettermans, jackets, and personalized stuffed animals. Back in 30 on KBPY.
Home, car, boat, motorcycle, whatever you need to protect, you can save money and time by bundling your insurance coverage into a single package policy. Add life insurance and save even more. Start by talking to your local Farm Bureau Financial Services agent, Brian Leniger in Shadron. Then, rest easy knowing you're getting the right coverage at the right price. It's your future. Let's protect it. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company.
Private financial expert financial advice that starts with you. Contact local financial associate Ben Rust in Shadron 308-430-0760. High school basketball back on KBPY again. We're doing our small town schools again this year. Hay Springs tonight on Saturday. We'll have games over in Harrison. Talk more about that later. Full court pressure by Gordon Rushville. Hay Springs does get the ball inbounds. Russell's got it. Fires it down to Binger. Binger on the far side of the court. Tried to get it underneath. Intended for Stark. He was stolen away. And here come the Mustangs. Schultz with it. Fires it across court. In the corner comes now to McKimmy. Back out front to Campbell. She'll drive to the top of the key and hand it off to Goins. We do have shot clocks now. 10 seconds left. There's a layup, and it is going to be no good. Rebound taken down by the Hawks on the break. It's Finger. She goes in with the layup, and it's good. Try it. I forgot we have a shot clock in high school basketball now. 35 seconds. Haven't had any shot clock violations yet tonight. Being pretty aggressive. Here's baseline double teamed as Campbell. And she'll bounce it off of a Hay Springs Hawk so they get the ball back. Raylene McKimmy into the game for Campbell. Way out front, the ball comes into the corner. Well, Gordon Rushford really with some long passes. There's another one cross court. Driving into the lane and putting up one off the glass. It's no good as Schultz. It's Hay Springs basketball. Raymer.
Dump it.
Gives it to Starkey, who throws it over here to Russell. She'll go cross court with it. Binger in that 3-point land again. She'll drive baseline. Throw a shot up, and it's good. Binger leads the scoring tonight. 12, 13 points. 13 of the 20 points the Hawks have. They lead it 22-9. 3:14 to go in the half. Gordon Rushville working the ball into the lane. Martin, she'll throw back out. Here's a cross-court pass. Back out front it comes. Here it is to Riley Schultz. She'll drive between the defenders and put it up the glass and in. And she leads to Gordon Rushville scoring with 6. Gordon Rushville, full court pressure, getting on the inbounds. Binger's got it. Binger throws it down court to Young. Young will let the traffic clear and dish it off to Raymer. Raymer over here on the near side. 3-point shot on the way and good. That is Russell. Her second three of the night. Makes it 22, Eli. Excuse me. I knew that was going to happen at some point. Jeremy might be half, 5.5 feet under. I'm about 4 feet under, but we'll do the best we can for you. We've got a timeout on the floor brought to you by Dunbar's. You design a top-notch embroidery, including hats, letterman's jackets, and personalized stuffed animals. Then coming up at halftime, it'll be the Shattered Insurance Halftime Show, insurance to fit your needs. I want to remind you again, if there's a shot from the paint tonight that hits, it's brought to you by Aero Building Center. When you're looking for the right paint for your project, think Aero Building Center, West Highway 20 in Shattered. Just a 30-second timeout. We've got 2:30 to go in the half, 22-11. It is Hay Springs with the lead. This creeping crud that we've had going around the office is a long-term event. All right, Gordon Rush with the basketball. McKimmy, she'll throw it here on the near side to Schultz. Baseline, back cross court. Out front it comes to McKimmy. McKimmy baseline. He'll throw it back out front. Working around the far side, almost stolen away. Ball's being blocked for right now. Still on the floor. Still wrestling for the basketball. And what are we going to call here? It's going to be called a possession arrow. You had a Gordon Rushville player hugging the basketball on the floor and a Hay Springs talker on top of her trying to get it. But it'll be possession arrow to Gordon Rushville. McKimmy has it. She'll throw it on the near side to Goings. And we've got a shot clock violation. The first one in my career in high school basketball, I do believe. So it'll be a turnover to go back to Hay Springs on a shot clock violation. 35 seconds is the shot clock. This is the first year in Class B of the shot clock. Gordon Rushville couldn't get the ball in bounds. I'm sorry, Hay Springs could not get the ball inbounds, so it'll go back to Gordon Rushville. And we've got a timeout for a shoe tying. Fire and Ice Mechanical, your Ream Pro partner in Chadron, making your home and business feel like the perfect season, all season. Call the guys in the know about your Ream today, 432-6722. Three-point shot on the way is no good by Gordon Rushville. Goes off the top of the backboard. It'll be Hay Springs basketball. Minute 50 to go in the half, 22-11. 11-point lead for the Hawks. They've led from the start. Full court pressure by Gordon Rushville. Raymer trying to find somebody to take the basketball. She gets it to Russell. Now Russell's trapped on the far side. And she's going to, I believe, have a... They couldn't get it across the lane in time, so it'll be a lane violation, timeline violation by Hay Springs. Gordon Rushville gets it back. Good defense by Gordon Rushville there. Kept Hay Springs from getting across center court in time. Schultz with the basketball, drives the lane, bout falls down, passes the ball off, three-point shot's no good by McKinney, and we got a foul on the follow-up. That's going to be on Starkey, her first, and it's going to put Martins at the free throw line. And Martins' first shot's no good. Barville back into the game for the Hawks. Lexi Cousin comes in for Gordon Rushville. Martin's second shot coming up. Southpaw dribbles, shoots, and it's good. Makes it 22-12. Full court pressure again by Gordon Rushville. Down court it goes to Young. Young looks for help right in the corner. Raymer. Raymer here on the near side now to Russell. Into Young in the lit paint. Shot up, no good. She's fouled. That will be on Martins, her first. Young's 1-for-2 from the free throw line. And this one is good. Interesting, Young shoots at the old-fashioned girls' way with two hands. Second one on the way is good. And if it works, it works. He's 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. 24-12, just over a minute to go in the half. Gordon Rushville working the basketball, top of the key, under the, trying to get it in the lane, shot up, no good. And we got a pushing foul. That will be on Russell, her first. Not a shooting foul, though. Schultz will inbound it for Gordon Rushville, way out front. Long three on the way is short off the front of the rim. Gordon Rushville gets the rebound. On the near side, shut off the glass, and it will not go in. Rolled and fell off. Gordon Rushville again with the rebound. This time throwing up the shot, and it falls in for Martins. And makes it 24-14 with 40 seconds to go. Long down court pass to Binger. Almost traveled with it. Held that foot in place. Trying to get it underneath Young. Tipped away. Taken back by Russell. She'll throw over here Binger. Binger will give it to Barbel on their side. 20 seconds left in the half. Here's a three-point shot on the way. This is off the rim, no good by Barbel. And Gordon Rushville gets the rebound. Gordon Rushville trying to cut that lead under double digits right now with 9 seconds left to go. McKinney. And McKinney's going to travel with the basketball. So Hay Springs will have 4.8 seconds to try to extend its lead. Inbounds pass comes to Young. Here's 2 seconds on the way. 3-point shot is good. A two-pointer. They're going to say that Russell's foot was on the line, and it was. But it's a two-point shot that makes it 26-14 at the half. And we have the halftime show coming up, brought to you by Shattered Insurance. That's next on Classic Hits 107.7 KBPY.
Doing your best and working hard is a combination that has worked for Adam, Andy, and the team at Young's Repair just south of Hay Springs. Young's Repair recognizes these same traits exhibited in Hay Springs Hawks' academic and athletic activities and congratulates these students on their efforts. To accomplish our goals, be they in business or in student competition, investment in the team and trust in the plan are self-evident. Everyone at Young's Repair, south of Hay Springs, is proud of the efforts of the Hay Springs Hawks as they pursue their goals.
Owned and operated by the community, Farm to Family Co-op is a full-service grocery store in Hay Springs that will strengthen our area by providing access to affordable, healthy foods that are both locally and regionally produced. There's something special about a community working together to support its students and provide good foods for its residents. The Farm to Family Co-op encourages us to attend Hay Springs Hawks school academic, theatrical, and athletic events and to shop local. FarmToFamilyCooperative.org.
Pioneer Manor has been serving the Hay Springs area for over 50 years with both nursing facility care and assisted living apartments. They provide a comfortable home-like environment, which each resident is treated with respect and personalized care. The folks at Pioneer Manor also tip their hats to the hard work demonstrated by the Hay Springs student body, and we support their continued efforts. Whether you or someone in your family is in need of short or long-term care, Pioneer Manor is here to lend a hand. When you think about hard work and dedication, you're thinking about the Hay Springs Hawks. When you're thinking about hard work and attention to detail, you're thinking about Tubes Diesel, also located in Hay Springs. Semi-tractor trailers and all style of Cummins diesel engines are their specialty. And with the growing number of these rigs owned locally, do yourself a favor and introduce yourself to the professionals at Tubes Diesel Repair in Hay Springs. Everyone at Tubes Diesel appreciates the efforts of the Hay Springs Hawks.
The Shadron Insurance Halftime Show. Shadron Insurance. Insurance to fit your needs. Visit ShadronInsurance.com.
And welcome back to Hay Springs and high school basketball this evening. From the Platte Valley Bank broadcast table, you belong here, member FDIC. Used to be, we're up in the rafters by the wrestling room and the weight room. And a couple of years ago, they brought this table in. We get right down here in the action now. And I really enjoy being this close to the action. Plus, the scoreboard I see has all the numbers on it, whereas the one I was looking across at, you didn't have all the numbers. So let's give you some numbers from the first half here on KBPY on the Shattered Insurance Halftime Show. Hay Springs leads at 26-14. They were led in scoring by Kaya Binger. She had two three-point shots in that period. She's the leading scorer, 13 of the 26 points. 8 points for Russell. She had two threes. 5 points for Young. And she was three out of four from the free throw line. And 1 point for Varvel. That rounds out the Hay Springs scoring. For Gordon Rushville, they had 3 points for Martins. 6 points to lead the scoring for Gordon Rushville by Riley Schultz, and 3 points for McKinney. And that makes it 26-14. Nobody in any foul trouble so far tonight. Two fouls for Young. And, of course, they don't want to lose that height out there, so she's going to have to watch that a little bit. And two fouls for Simonson for Gordon Rushville. High school basketball tonight. We've got the girls' game going on now, the boys' game to follow. Scooter's Coffee going on now at Scooter's Coffee. Get any large hot or iced brewed coffee and choice of bacon or sausage burrito for just $6. That's at Scooter's Coffee on West Bergen and Shattern. This is the Halftime Show brought to you by Shattern Insurance. We'll have a news update and the second half coming up on 107.7 KBPY.
With some of the area's most experienced local independent agents, the team at Shattern Insurance offers some of the best pickup and auto, home building options, and teen driver rates in the area. And if you've been wondering about insurance on your boat, motorcycle, RV, or four-wheeler, wonder no more, because Shattern Insurance has you covered. With all that to offer, whether you live in town or out on the ranch, I want you to do yourself a favor and give Shattern Insurance a call today at 308-432-8414. Sandy at Sackers in Hay Springs wanted us to remind everyone that whether you're headed to the Hay Springs Hawks game or coming home from one, you're invited to stop in at Sackers right there on Highway 20 to pick up pizza by the slice, chicken wings, your favorite drink, or, of course, fill her up with gas or diesel before heading on. Sackers is also known for having a wide variety of liquors and beers off sale as well. The next time you're traveling down Highway 20, make sure you stop into Sackers in Hay Springs, a great Hawks supporter.
With your halftime news update, I'm Jet Rasmussen. A new study from the investment fraud law firm Carlson Law warns Nebraska residents to be on high alert for investment fraud in 2025. Nebraska residents lost a record $8.4 million to investment fraud in 2023, down 33.9% from the $12.8 million in 2022, and was one of only nine states to see an actual decline. Nationally, investment fraud is now the number one costliest type of fraud in America, according to the FBI. A record 39,570 victims lost a record $4.57 billion in 2023, a staggering rise from 2018, when just 3,693 victims lost $253 million. Tech-savvy millennials ages 31 to 45 filed more investment scam FBI complaints than any generation due to their interest in trading crypto, and it also speaks to the growing sophistication of scammers. Despite lower financial losses, Nebraska residents must remain vigilant as the threat from investment scams is rising. 12 young ladies from across Nebraska will be competing in the 2025 Miss Shadron pageant in Shadron, Nebraska on Saturday the 18th at 6 o'clock at the Shadron High School. Titles awarded that evening will include Miss Shadron 2025, Miss Northwest 2025, Miss Shadron's Teen 2025, and Miss Northwest's Teen 2025, along with scholarships, crowns, and prizes. The winners will compete for the title of Miss Nebraska and Miss Nebraska's Outstanding Teen in North Platte in June of this year. Co-MCs of the evening will be Rachel Warren, Miss Nebraska 2024, and Kaya Stack Miller. Doors to the auditorium will open at 5 o'clock. Tickets are available at the door, and for more information, contact Courtney at 308-760-2750 or miss.shadron.pageant@gmail.com. With your halftime news update, I'm Jet Rasmussen.
With some of the area's most experienced local independent agents, the team at Shadron Insurance offers some of the best pickup and auto, home building options, and teen driver rates in the area. And if you've been wondering about insurance on your boat, motorcycle, RV, or four-wheeler, wonder no more, because Shadron Insurance has you covered. With all that to offer, whether you live in town or out on the ranch, I want you to do yourself a favor and give Shadron Insurance a call today at 308-432-8414.
We have a new starting lineup at Hay Springs Lumber and Hardware, and there is every reason to expect their best effort in terms of high-quality materials and service. The folks at Hay Springs Lumber are team players and know, like the Hay Springs Hawks, that the best results are achieved with everyone working together. Hay Springs Lumber and Hardware takes great stock in keeping sinks draining properly, offering the best in paint, and the straightest boards possible. When in need, think Hay Springs Lumber and Hardware.
Ranchers, are you ready to maximize your herd's potential? Legacy Co-op has everything you need to boost your cattle's health and performance. From our premium grind and mix offerings to our convenient lick tubs, we provide solutions to keep your cattle thriving. Don't forget about our high-quality DDG cubes designed to power up your herd with nutrients they need, or our tailored mineral mixes. Don't settle for less. Contact Legacy Co-op. Grow in the future and your profits.
Don't let declining livestock prices keep you up at night. Farm Bureau Financial Services can help you protect your cattle, sheep, and hogs with livestock risk protection. Contact Farm Bureau agent Ted Basagio in Hay Springs at 638-4566 and see how he can help protect your livestock operation and your bottom line. Now that's smarter insurance for agriculture. Western Agricultural Insurance Company and Equal Opportunity Providers. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Welcome back to Hay Springs, home of the Hawks. The Lady Hawks lead this one 26-14 as we prepare for the third quarter of play. Brought to you by Kreitz and Schaefer Law. experienced legal professionals with values rooted in the Nebraska Panhandle, Price and Schaefer Law. We are ready to go. Period number three is underway. If Hay Springs can get the ball in, they do get the ball in, and it's immediately stolen away by Gordon Rushville. On the break, the shot up and no good by Schultz, and Hay Springs gets the rebound. Russell for the Hawks. Crawford, or rather Hay Springs, going left to right now or towards the South Dakota border. Shot's no good. Gordon gets the rebound. And McKinney will bring it down for the Mustangs. Here it comes on the near side now to Schultz. She'll go back out front. Oh, threw it across court. Trying to get it to Simonson. And Simonson, kind of like a receiver on a football game, was looking to run before she had the ball. So it's a turnover by Gordon Rushville. With 7:24 to go, period number three. Binger's got the basketball. And has it tipped away. It'll go out of bounds off of Gordon Rushville. Good hustle there by McKinney. And somebody's got to throw it in for the Hawks. It looks like Binger will throw it in. She gets it in to Raymer, but it's tipped away again by Gordon Rushville. So we'll try it again. Gordon Rushville playing really tight defense on the inbounds plays. Russell's got it back to Binger. In the corner goes to Starkey. Back out front to Binger. Over in the corner goes to a three-point shot from Russell that's no good. And Gordon Rushville gets the rebound. Here come the Mustangs. Tipped away. Saved by GR. Baseline shot is up and no good. Rebound's tipped around. Who's going to come up with it? Schultz puts up one that's no good. And we're going to have a foul into the basket. That is going to be on Barville. Barville's first foul. And it'll put Gordon Rushville at the free throw line. First one is off the front of the rim for Martins. Second one coming up. Southpaw puts this one short off the front of the rim. Gordon Rushville had the rebound, lost it, and the Hawks come down with it. Russell across the timeline. Dishes it to Binger. Boy, Gordon Rushville all over the Hawks right now. Binger's got it, throws it underneath to Young. Young has it knocked away. It'll be off of Young last, so it'll be Gordon Rushville basketball. 12-point lead for the Hawks, 26-14, 6:17 to go in period number three, brought to you by Kreitz and Schaefer Law Office in Shandon. And here come the Mustangs, firing it underneath. Too much muscle on that one. It'll go out of bounds, and it will be for Hay Springs basketball. Again, Gordon Rushville going to pressure on the inbound. Give it off to Russell. Need some help. Caught in the corner, fires it down court. Binger will get across the timeline. Now Binger double-teamed, has it stolen away. Schultz got that one. It's a two-on-two break for Gordon Rushville. Shot up, no good. Ball's on the floor, wrestling for it. And it will be a possession arrow. Seems to me Gordon Rushville's had all the possession arrows. I'm sure that's not true, but they have this one. Ball way out front to McKinney. She tries fired in the corner, gets it to Simonson. Her shot's no good. Rebound fought for Young, throwing them elbows. And it'll come this way. Russell's got it. Over to Barville. Binger on the far side. Back out front it comes to Russell. Russell gets it to Young in the paint. She'll throw it back out front. Here's a shot from the corner. It's no good. Three-point shot missed by Starkey, and we've got a whistle. That will be the first foul on Binger. And it comes back to Gordon Rushville. Long cross-court pass. Dribble shot is partially blocked by Young. It'll go off of Young. It'll be Gordon Rushville basketball. Underneath the basket. Shot up. No good. Rebound taken down by Russell. Russell gets it to Raymer. Long cross-court pass into the corner. Finger with a three. Off the rim, no good. And one person for Hastings under the basket gets the rebound. For three Mustangs underneath there. McKimmy picks up the foul. And Raymer goes to the free throw line. <clears throat> 26-14. Hay Springs with the lead and make it 27-14. First point of the half for either team. Second shot on the way is no good. Rebound taken down by Simonson for Gordon Rushville. They'll come down with it, dish it off, and we're going to have a foul, a travel. Oh. Emma Martin's traveled on her way up to the basket. Got bumped, but the travel came first. Getting pressure by Gordon Rushville in the backcourt. Ball comes into Russell. She'll get it back to Varvel. Varvel fires it down court to Finger. Finger waits for traffic to clear and goes to the top of the key. Shoots it off in the corner to Varvel. Underneath to Young. Young double team. She'll throw it back out to Finger. Finger goes up for a shot and she gets fouled. That'll be on Schultz. And at the free throw line is Binger. No good. Substitutions for Gordon Rushville. Binger back with her second shot on the way. Good. Cleared the net on that one. And that makes it 28-14. Hay Springs with a big lead. 14-point lead right now. Gordon Rushville almost turned it over again. McKimmy saves it. Throws it back out front to Schultz. She'll go baseline with it around the defense. Throws it back out front. Here's a shot to McKimmy that's no good. And Russell gets the rebound. Down court it goes to Varvel. Varvel tries to get underneath the basket to Young. It'll go out of bounds. Tipped last by, looks like Kaylee Campbell tipped it for Gordon Rushville. It'll be Hay Springs basketball. Binger fires it in to Young. Young out to Varvel. In the corner now. Binger with a shot. It's a three and it's good. That's her third three of the night. First since the first period. And Hay Springs up 31-14. Hay Springs has had some injuries this year they've recovered from and certainly is showing an improved game tonight for the full squad. Ball tipped away and almost lost by Gordon Rushville. Stolen by Binger. Getting it back is McKimmy. Top of the key. Gordon Rushville has taken a couple threes tonight. He's hit one of them. McKimmy hit one. Pass underneath. Almost stolen away again. And there's another shot clock violation. Second one of the night on Gordon Rushville. With 3:09 to go in the third period, brought to you by Kreitschaefer Law Office. Again, pressure by the Mustangs on the inbounds. Barbara looking to get it in, and she's not going to get it in time. So that pressure by Gordon Rushville has cost Hay Springs a couple of times on that. Post 12 American Legion, including the Legion Auxiliary and Sons of the American Legion, are proud supporters of our high school basketball here on Classic Kids 107.7 KBQI. There's a shot of McKimmy that will fall in. Drove the lane and took a little short jump shot. Makes it 31-16. And we got a whistle and we got a timeout on the floor. Timeout brought to you by Dunbar. You design it. Top-notch embroidery, including hats, lettermen's jackets, and personalized stuffed animals. We're back in 30 seconds on Classic Hits 107.7 KBPY.
Amy Petra, Matt Watson, Drew Pope, and all the staff at Kreitz and Schaefer Law Office wish the best of luck to area high school students in all their endeavors. Since 1887, Kreitz and Schaefer Law Office has served clients throughout the area with integrity and values rooted in the Nebraska Panhandle. Regardless of your legal needs, call Amy Petra, Matt Watson, and Drew Pope for honest and efficient representation. Kreitz and Schaefer Law Offices, 308-432-3339, located in beautiful downtown Chadron.
.58 to go, period number three. The Hawks up 31-16. Joe Peters Roofing, if you're thinking about any kind of roof repair, there really isn't any other name that comes to mind other than Joe Peters Roofing. I've had Joe do work on my house and our church, and you can't beat Joe. Good quality guy, doing quality work. 31-16, 2:58 to go, third period. Hay Springs will have the basketball, and Gordon will have that full court pressure on. Bump it around, gets the Binger. Double team. Binger throws it back over to Russell, and there you go, down to Barville. Broke the press that time. Barville will throw it here on the new side. There's Binger with a three. It's off the rim, no good. Rebound Young. She's going to knock it out of bounds, though. Couldn't hang on to it. Hot potato went out of bounds, and Gordon Rushville will get it back. Here comes McKinney for Gordon Rushville. Over here on the near side to Goings. Goings gives it off to Simonson, who has it stolen out of her hands, literally taken right out of her hands. And Russell's got it for Hay Spring. Here's Binger again. Over in the corner, back out front to Russell. Under the basket to Young. She gets the layup. Young's first points of the half make it 33-16. Hay Springs with the lead. GR almost has the ball stolen away. Pass underneath. Young tips it away. And Russell had it. And it was ripped out of her hands by Simonson. I think maybe Russell thought she should have a foul on that one. But it didn't get called. But it will be Hay Springs basketball. With 1:58 to go in the quarter. 33-16. The Hawks with the lead. See if they can get it inbounds. Binger has it taken away, overshot her, and tipped by Gordon Rushville, goes out of bounds off of Hay Springs. That one went off of Starkey. Oh, no, it was off of Gordon Rushville, so Binger keeps it for the Hawks, gets it down the timeline, and we got a wrestling match with the basketball, and it'll be possession arrow time. That should be Hay Springs. And it is. 1:51 to go in a quarter. Hay Springs up 33-16. Russell with the basketball. Gets it off to Barville. Back to Russell. Russell underneath the Young. Young defended. Double team. Ball stolen away. They're going to call Young for a travel. So Gordon Rushville will get the ball back. No pressure by the Hawks down court as they lead it 33-16. All right, Gordon Rushville working the ball. Schultz will take a shot from in the paint and get it. Our shots from inside the paint brought to you by Arrow Building Center, West Highway 20 in Chadron. And ball tipped out of bounds by Gordon Rushville. Hay Springs will keep it. 33-18 our score. And with the basketball is the Barble. Barble will pass it around. Russell's got it now. Gets it underneath the Young under the basket. Double teamed under there. Here's Russell with a long set shot. It's no good. Goes out of bounds off of Allison Denny with Gordon Rushville. Barville with it over here on the near side. Here's a three-point shot on the way. It's no good from Starkey, and Gordon Rushville gets the basketball. Around the defense goes Schultz, looking for somebody to get it to. Finds McKimmy, back out to Schultz. Good drive around two defenders. Ooh, went to throw one up. It was stuffed by Young, and they're going to call a possession arrow. So it'll be Gordon Rushfield basketball. 48 seconds left. Period number three brought to you by Kreitz and Schaefer Lawton. Inbounds tipped away by Young. And the Hawks have it. 40 seconds left in the period. Russell kind of walks it down court. Gives it to Binger. Back out front it comes to Starkey. Here in the corner, Russell's got it. Gets it to Young underneath. Young dribbles, lays it up, and it rolls and goes in. Rolled around the rim a couple of times, fell in, make it 35-18. Rushfield trailing, or rather, Gordon Rushfield trailing. A Street, he's got a foul. That is going to be on Binger. That'll be her second foul. It'll be Gordon Rushfield basketball. 19.6 seconds left in the period. Inbounds comes in, back out to Schultz. Passes it underneath. Double teamed under the basket and stolen away by Young. With 9 seconds left, Russell with the basketball. Give it to Starkey in the corner, comes. Get it underneath to Young. Young with another layup that rolls and falls out. Won't go in at the buzzer. 35-18 with a period to go. We're back in 1 minute on Classic Hits 107.7 KBPY.
The point of all those practices and team-building sessions is directed at yielding better results during the game. Rasmussen Grain Services understands this game plan and offers the same chance for improved results when cleaning grain. Rasmussen Grain Services is mobile, and they have the capacity to clean and treat up to 600 bushels an hour. Cleaning grain removes unwanted materials, and treating helps prevent problems with disease, and in the end, improve yield. The same game plan employed by the Hay Springs Hawks. Go Hawks!
Bittner Construction, a longtime supporter of the Hay Springs Hawks, has also been a longtime area partner in all kinds of dirt work, private and municipal projects, excavations both big and small, pipelines, and building foundation prep. From the pre-planning to project completion, Bittner Construction of Hay Springs is always a team player from start to finish. From sports to construction, teamwork is the key. Go Hawks from Bittner Construction. Give them a call at 308-638-7684.
Fourth quarter coming up, brought to you by Best Western West Hills Inn. Wherever life takes you, Best Western is there. Hay Springs will have the basketball to start the final period. They have the lead, 35-18. And Binger's got the basketball. And, boy, they're letting them play off of the foot of a Hawk. And that's going to be an over and back as it went off of Barbell's foot. So it's an over and back. And if Gordon Rushfield has done nothing else tonight, they have caused a lot of trouble for Hay Springs on inbounds plays. So Gordon Rushman with the basketball, throws it back out front to Denning. Shot up no good. And here comes Russell for Hay Springs. Young with her hand on the air. Russell has the ball stolen away from her. He's like, oh, darn. Kind of that look on her face, like, oh, darn. Schultz with it for Gordon Rushfield around the pick of Denning. Ball back out front to McKimmie, and McKimmie throws it right into the outreach hands of Barville, and then we've got a foul on the play. That'll be on Emma Martins, her second foul. Inbounds to Binger. Binger going to go coast-to-coast with it. Almost has it stolen away. Throws it back out to Russell. Across the court it goes to Raymer. And Raymer throws it right in the hands of a Gordon Rushfield player. Denning stealing that one away. Here's a pass into the corner. Denning, she'll throw it underneath. And Martin goes up for the shot, and she's going to get hacked. And she'll go to the free throw line. That'll be the third foul on Young. And Martins is 1-for-4 from the free throw line. And she gets that one. 35-19. 7:04 to go in the basketball game. Boys game coming up shortly after this one, scheduled for 7 o'clock. Southpaw puts the second shot up. No good. Binger gets the rebound. Binger runs into trouble at center court, saves it, gets the ball over here on the near side to Barville. Barville dishes it off to Raymer, over on the far side to Binger. Binger will take a shot inside the three-point lane, nothing but air on that one. And Schultz gets the rebound. Here come the Mustangs. And the Mustangs immediately turn the ball over. Russell gets it. Not quite sure what wall they could throw that one through, but it didn't allow that as Russell got it. Underneath to Young. Young triple team plays up and in. 11 points tonight for Young. Makes it 37-17. Denning with the basketball. Double teamed under the basket. Throws one up. No good. Young gets the rebound. Hastings threatened to run away with this one. Binger's got the basketball. Over here on the near side to Russell. Russell feeds it to Young. Young back out in the corner. Shot up, no good by Barville. And Gordon Rushville gets the rebound. Barville's long three-pointer from the corner. Didn't go in. Goes Gordon Rushville back with another opportunity. Goes all by herself under the basket. And she missed it. And then we get a foul. Denning missed one all by herself under the basket. I used to hate it when that happened. Not that I ever was any good at basketball anyway. That will be the second foul on Russell. And the first free throw is good for Simonson. Her first point since the first quarter. 37-20, a 17-point lead for Hayes Springs with 5:39 to go. Second one, this one's good. So right now, Hayes Springs has trailed Gordon Rushville in the fourth period. Oh, the ball stolen away all by herself. The easy layup goes in for Denning. He didn't miss that one, and that makes it 37-23. Full court pressure again. Starkey with the basketball, or rather Raymer with the basketball, and fires it down court intended for Barville. Knocked out of bounds by Denning, who's kind of a one-girl wrecking crew right now for the Hawks. Russell will throw it in for Hayes Springs. Tried to anyway. She's going to get that ball in. Binger not looking. Ball went right over Binger's head. She wasn't looking. It's taken away by Denning. That's actually was by Simonson. Long cross-court pass taken by McKinney. She'll give it back off to, it was Goings to McKinney. Back to Goings here on the near side. Drives the baseline. Gives the ball off. Back out front. There goes McKinney. Shoots it up over Young off the glass too hard. Rebound taken down though by Gordon Rushville. Next shot's no good. Rushville gets the shot again. Gordon Rushville again. And finally getting it to go in is Martins. And I think we got a timeout for a slightly injured player as Binger comes off the court. I'm not going to tell you what's going to happen to her right now. She's not feeling well. We got a timeout on the court, fourth quarter. We'll be back in 30 seconds on Classic Hits 107.7 KBPY.
Best Western West Hills Inn on 10th in Chadron is your oasis away from home, offering comfortable rooms with high-speed internet, a continental breakfast, a pool and hot tub, and of course, room for your furry little friends. Traveling to the game or on your next road trip, let Best Western West Hills Inn be your home away from home. Book your stay online at bestwestern.com or call 308-432-3305. While you're at it, check out their Best Western Rewards program. Best Western West Hills Inn, proud supporters of our area athletes.
All right, we are back. Our timeout brought to you by Dunbar's U Design. 4:40 to go, 37-25, a 12-point lead for the Hawks. Again, lots of pressure on the inbounds. They get it inbound. Back to Russell now. Russell in trouble, and she's going to travel with the basketball. Let's take 10 seconds for station identification. More basketball coming up in 10.
For the best burgers and shakes in northwest Nebraska, it's Q's Dairy Suite in Crawford. This is FM 107.7 KBPY, Hay Springs, Shadron.
I think Binger has had a heck of a game for the Hawks, and she's just not feeling well, so she's out right now. Goes out with 17 points for Hay Springs. Has that irpy feeling, I do believe, from the looks of things. I've been there lately. Ball tipped away, saved, though, by McKinney. Now she'll pass it underneath. Ball's on the floor. Who's going to come up with it? Wrestling match. Young gets it for Hay Springs and gets fouled. That'll be on Goings, her second foul. .414 to go. Hay Springs with the ball in the lead, 37-25. This is a physical girls' game, as you can see. There's a steal from Swarton Rushville on the inbounds play. And third shot's off the glass, no good. Marvel gets the rebound. She's going to go on one-on-two break. Loses the basketball. It's carried out of bounds by Gordon Rushville. So Hay Springs will keep the basketball. Marvel throws it into Young. Out front here comes to Raymer. Shot from the corner is no good. Rebound taken down by Gordon Rushville. 12-point lead for the Hawks. Their leading scorer on the bench. And we're going to have a foul. It's going to be on Young. And I believe that is her fourth foul. And going to the free throw line will be Martins. He just hit one out of two a few minutes ago. Southpaw first shot short off the front of the rim. And apparently Binger's feeling better. She's going to come back in. Sometimes you just get a little overheated. You got to cool down a little bit. Well, she's back into the game. Played a heck of a game. Second one's no good. Rebound down to the Hawks, taken by Russell. Fires it all the way down court. Binger's by herself. And she will go up for the layup and make it. 19 points for Binger. Just the sophomore. Simonson with the ball. Out front to Going. She'll throw it back out front again. Give it to McKinney.
Good.
Into the lane. Not quite. Throw it back out. Here's a long three-point shot on the way. It's short off the front of the rim by McKinney. Saved by Gordon Rushville. Shot up no good by Simonson. And we got a whistle and a timeout on the court. Timeout brought to you by Dunbar's You Design It. Top-notch embroidery includes hats, letterman jackets, and personalized stuffed animals. We'll have a break between games here, and then we'll have the boys' game coming up. The Hawks and the Mustangs coming up. Scheduled game time, 7 o'clock. We'll see, depending on how this one ends, if they move that up or if they hold it till 7 o'clock. We'll be ready, whatever they do. Hawks trying to improve their record to 6-4 overall. They're 5-4 right now coming into tonight's game. Key Salon and Boutique, book your next hair appointment with Key Salon online on Squarespace or call 430-3686 and make sure to stop in and check out the latest in fashion. Key Salon and Boutique, congratulations to the new owners of Key Salon and Boutique. I don't know if they're new or not. They've had it for a while, I think. Anyway, congratulations. 2:54 to go in this one, 39-25. It's the Hawks of Hay Springs with the lead. And they had, Binger was out for a couple minutes, not feeling very well, kind of overheated maybe. But now you've got the tallest girl on the court for Hay Springs out with four fouls. And 2:54 to go in the ballgame. Gordon Rushville with the inbounds pass. Ball tipped around and stolen by Hay Springs briefly and then taken back and put up for two by Martin. Arntz had a good quarter, 5 points this period. Here comes Binger with the basketball. Back up to full speed. What a collision. And they're going to call an offensive foul on Binger. He wasn't even looking. He was watching the basketball, dribbling down court. And took out a Mustang. Into the game, back in for Hayes Springs is Barville. That was like an offensive interference playing football. He took her out. And the ball goes out of bounds off the shot. No good. Mustangs will turn it over to Gordon Rushville down 39-27, 2:28 to go. And Hayes Springs will have an opportunity if they can get the ball inbounds. That's been tough. Gordon Rushville's done a good job on the inbounds plays tonight. And we're going to get a foul called. That will be on Goings before the inbound. And that would have been defensive interference. She wrapped her arms around Binger as she tried to go for the basketball. Kinkaya Binger, just a sophomore. And we got another whistle. As Hayes Springs could not get the ball in bounds in time. Long pass out front, trying to get it underneath. Tipped away. Who's going to come up with it? Gordon Rusher gets it back. Three-point shot on the way is no good by Simonson. Ball down court. Tipped away. Another collision. And Binger's just getting the heck beat out of her this half. It'll be Hayes Springs basketball. Binger fires it across court. Shot up is no good by, who was that? I can't tell over there, by Russell. And then we got a whistle on the follow-up shot. And that will be the third foul on Martin. Binger will throw the ball in. Fires it into Barville. Russell's got it top of the key, getting Russell away. Back over to Binger. Back out front to Russell. Under 2 minutes to go in the basketball game. 24 seconds on the shot clock. Russell's got it. Has it knocked away. Binger with a three, and it's off the glass. It rolls and goes. Oh. Off the glass, rolled around the rim, and fell in. Right in. 42-27. Shot no good by Gordon Rushville. That was spinning. And we got a foul. That was on Simonson. And that puts Hayes Springs in the bonus. And puts Russell at the free throw line. For a couple of shots. And the first one's good. 42-27. Hayes Springs with lead, 1:35 to go in the basketball game. Second one coming up is good. Russell's only time at the free throw line tonight. She makes it a 2-for-2. 44-27. Gordon Rushville with the basketball. Here on the near side. Pass it around, all the way back to the other side. Keep going. Baseline, and we got a foul. That's going to be on Hayes Springs. That'll be on Russell. That'll be her third. And puts Campbell at the free throw line. And Campbell's first one is good. Campbell's first point of the night. Makes it 44-28. Both teams in the bonus with 1:16 to go. Second one is also good. 44-29. Inbounds comes in to Barville. Raymer, I should say. Raymer gets double teamed, throws it across court. Now Barville's got it. Back to Raymer. Long pass down court to Binger, and Binger's going to get fouled. And that's going to be on Campbell. Nope, that's going to be on. Yeah, it's going to be on Campbell, her second. Bring her at the free throw line. First one's no good. Yeah, that sophomore's deserved everything she gets tonight as far as the good things. Second one is no good. As she has led the Hawks tonight to this 44-29 lead. Around the traffic goes, pass underneath. Nice move there by Gordon Rester that time. As a pass underneath to Martin. And that's 2 points. 7 points for Martin's, of course. Triple team now are the Hawks, Raymer. She does get it to Russell. Gets the ball knocked away. Gordon Rushville with the pick. Shot from the free throw line. Up no good. Short off the front of the rim by Going, or by McKinney. And the Hawks have it with 31 seconds to go. Give it to Binger. Binger baseline. Binger foul. And Binger back to the free throw line. 2 of 6 from the free throw line. This one's on the way, and it rolls and falls in. Rolls over the front of the rim. Off of the back and in. 45-31. Next one's on the way. This one's no good. Rebound fought for, taken down by GR. Down court comes Campbell with it. Campbell will give it off to Goings. Goings passed underneath. Shot up and no good. And it'll go out of bounds off of Gordon Rushville with 11 seconds left. So Gordon Rushville not giving up that full court pressure. Raymer gets the basketball for the Hawks. 8 seconds left. Lets the traffic pass. Ball stolen away and then saved by Russell. Ball's on the floor. 2 seconds left. 1 second left. And Gordon Rushville gets the final basket of the night with McKinney picking up two to make it a final of 45-33. 45-33, the final score. Hayes Springs Hawks run their record to 6-4. We will be back with the postgame show coming up, brought to you by Fit 7. No excuses, just results. Open 7 days a week. We're back in a couple of minutes on KDPY.
We all know of Joe Peters Roofing, and we've all stopped to watch his crews work. Amazing, aren't they? Usually when you see a Joe Peters sign go up, it means something bad has happened. But doesn't it bring a feeling of comfort to know that Joe and his crew are on the way to make things right? Just like the Hayes Springs Hawks, the team at Joe Peters Roofing has developed a winning spirit. They wish all the best to the Hawks. That's Joe Peters Roofing. Doing your best and working hard is a combination that has worked for Adam, Andy, and the team at Young's Repair just south of Hayes Springs. Young's Repair recognizes these same traits exhibited in Hayes Springs Hawks' academic and athletic activities and congratulates these students on their efforts. To accomplish our goals, be they in business or in student competition, investment in the team and trust in the plan are self-evident. Everyone at Young's Repair, south of Hayes Springs, is proud of the efforts of the Hayes Springs Hawks as they pursue their goals.
Owned and operated by the community, Farm to Family Co-op is a full-service grocery store in Hayes Springs that will strengthen our area by providing access to affordable, healthy foods that are both locally and regionally produced. There's something special about a community working together to support its students and provide good foods for its residents. The Farm to Family Co-op encourages us to attend Hayes Springs Hawks school academic, theatrical, and athletic events and to shop local. FarmToFamilyCooperative.org.
Pioneer Manor has been serving the Hayes Springs area for over 50 years with both nursing facility care and assisted living apartments. They provide a comfortable home-like environment, which each resident is treated with respect and personalized care. The folks at Pioneer Manor also tip their hats to the hard work demonstrated by the Hayes Springs student body, and we support their continued efforts. Whether you or someone in your family is in need of short or long-term care, Pioneer Manor is here to lend a hand.
This is the Fit 7 postgame show. Fit 7, no excuses, just results. Open 7 days a week.
Welcome back to Hayes Springs, the Lister Sage Center. Our high school football underway here in early January, our first small school game of the year. 2025 anyway, as we see the Hay Springs Lady Hawks pick up their win tonight, their sixth win against four losses. And again, they had some injuries earlier in the year, and so they're healthy now and looked pretty good tonight here against Gordon Rushville. Gordon Rushville, the Lady Mustangs, fall to 5-5 on the season after tonight's loss to the Hay Springs Hawks. We'll take a timeout and come back with some statistics from this game tonight, from after this, from Fit 7 on the Fit 7 post-game show here on KBP Live.
Ready to ignite your fitness journey? Fit 7 is where your transformation begins. No more waiting. Whenever you're ready to unleash your potential, Fit 7 is ready for you. Dive into heart-pounding personal training sessions with their elite coaches or fire up your passion in their adrenaline-pumping group fitness classes. They have everything to push you beyond your limits. Don't wait another second. Your epic transformation starts now at Fit 7. No excuses, just results. Make sure to find them on Facebook.
The promise to your baby that there's nothing in this world you wouldn't do for them. Braiding your daughter's hair or taking care of a sick parent. For 175 years, New York Life Insurance Company has lived by this belief. Love is more than a feeling. It's an action. Putting your love into action starts with a simple phone call to me, Noelle Vulcan, your local New York Life agent. I can be reached at 605-716-0800 or at newyorklife.com. I will make sure your needs always come first, just like you do for your family.
Shadron Lumber Company is a full-service lumber company with a small-town feel, serving the building needs for Shadron and the Nebraska Panhandle communities, whether it's a new home project or a renovation project you've been putting off for way too long. Family-owned and operated since 2009, Shadron Lumber Company is available to assist homeowners and contractors with finding the right materials for each and every project. Stop in and see Steve and his staff at 115 Shadron Avenue in Shadron, Nebraska, or call for your free estimate at 1-308-432-3301.
Back in Hay Springs on the Fit 7 postgame show, they have started the 20-minute clock for the boys' game, so we will start that game earlier. It was originally scheduled, I think, for 7 o'clock, but we'll be going at 6:30. Actually, I think Jeremy said they moved that up to 6:30 anyway. Also, I mentioned the standings now, the record, rather, for the Hawks. The Lady Hawks are now 6-5. I think I said 6-4. And the Mustangs go to 5-6 on the season. All right, here's our unofficial, and I do mean unofficial, scoring for tonight's girls' basketball game. Led in scoring for Gordon Rushville, Emma Martins had 10 points for the Mustangs, and divided those evenly between halves. For the Mustangs, it was 7 points for McKinney, and then 2 points each for Campbell, Denning, and Simonson, and that's the scoring for the Mustangs. Nobody fouling out for for Gordon Rushville. For the Hay Springs Lady Hawks, hats off tonight. If we had a player of the game tonight, I would have to name it Kaya Binger. She had 23 points, is that right? 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, yep, 23 points of the 45 points that the Hawks had tonight. And she even sat out for a couple of minutes as she got gassed a little bit and wasn't feeling good. So 23 points tonight for Kaya Binger, leading the scoring for the Hawks. But Young, who finished the game with 4 fouls and had to sit out, scored 11 points, and 10 points for Jillian Russell for the Hawks. For Hay Springs, 1 point for Raymer and 1 point for Barville. Reese Barville had a point, and that's how the scoring went. And nobody fouling out, but there was a foul issue there at the end of the game for Young. We've got the boys' game coming up here on KBPY. We'll be back to wrap up this broadcast after this timeout from Fit 7 on Classic Hits 107.7 KBQI.
Ready to ignite your fitness journey? Fit 7 is where your transformation begins. No more waiting. Whenever you're ready to unleash your potential, Fit 7 is ready for you. Dive into heart-pounding personal training sessions with their elite coaches or fire up your passion in their adrenaline-pumping group fitness classes. They have everything to push you beyond your limits. Don't wait another second. Your epic transformation starts now at Fit 7. No excuses, just results. Make sure to find them on Facebook.
Arrow Building Center in Chatham is a big supporter of high school sports. So much that when the CHS boys or girls basketball teams hit a shot from inside the paint, it reminds us that Arrow Building Center in Chatham cheers for the home team.
from interior and exterior paints to all of your needed painting accessories. Arrow has everything you need to do the job right. Go cards, on the floor, the mat, or any other extracurricular activity you're part of from the crew at Arrow Building Center, West Highway 20 in Chadron.
Big Bats Conoco, located at 1250 West Highway 20 in Chadron, is your one-stop shop for those halftime snacks you're gonna need. Not only can you stop and fuel your vehicle, but they have everything inside you'll need to fuel your stomach. Their store is filled with any snack you could desire, right down to pizza. Big Bats also offers a car wash, an ATM, and stations to plug in that new electronic car you just bought. Big Bats is your go-to place 24 hours a day for fuel, snacks, beer, car washes, and electric vehicle charging stations.
All right, our final score here tonight in the girls' game, and Hayes Springs 45-33. The Hayes Springs Lady Hawks take home the victory over the Gordon Rushville Mustangs. So we're going to have a little short break, a little over 5 minutes before we come back and get ready for the boys' games coming up after our final timeout and post-game close here on the KBPY. We'll be back in a few minutes with more basketball on KBPY.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Shadrack Communication Sports. Any rebroadcast or retransmission of the broadcast or use of this broadcast without written permission of Shadrack Communications is prohibited. For archived audio of this broadcast, please visit shadrack.com.
Millions of Americans take medicine like Ozempic and Zepbound. Many of them are overpaying by thousands of dollars a year. These GLP-1 medications for diabetes, weight loss, and more may not always be covered by your insurance, but GoodRx can help. GoodRx helps you save every month on prescriptions at over 70,000 pharmacies nationwide. Best of all, it's free to use. Check GoodRx to save on GLP-1s. Just go to GoodRx.com/GLP. That's GoodRx.com/GLP. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance, including Medicare and other federal and state-funded programs.
When you're in the thick of a project, Harbor Freight is the place that always comes in handy. Whether you're picking up something for your pickup truck or a power tool for your project, at Harbor Freight, your dollar always goes further. And these days, when everything seems to cost more, you can take pride in knowing that you get hardworking tools at hardworking prices. Whatever you do, do it for less at Harbor Freight.
This is Boomer Esiason with the Sports Minute, sponsored by Wrangler. It's Wrangler season out there, open roads, endless horizons. Shop Wrangler.com for new denim styles. We'll soon hear the narrative that a 23-day layoff will adversely affect the Chiefs. No way they'll be rusty. This is a veteran team, as we all know. New dad Patrick Mahomes' high ankle sprain has healed. And, of course, Andy Reid will have KC ready. I'm Boomer Esiason.
The best mornings
in the morning light
start with Wrangler.
I pull on my jeans and I feel all right.
Jeans, jackets, and shirts that get your day started. Good mornings make for better days. Wrangler, for the ride of life.
When you're in the thick of a project, Harbor Freight is the place that always comes in handy. Whether you're picking up something for your pickup truck or a power tool for your project, at Harbor Freight, your dollar always goes further. And these days, when everything seems to cost more, you can take pride in knowing that you get hardworking tools at hardworking prices. Whatever you do, do it for less at Harbor Freight.
It's football season, and now you can get anything you need for game day delivered with Uber Eats. Well, almost anything. You can't get a running back, but baby back ribs? Yes. Uber Eats, official on-demand food delivery partner of the NFL.
Oh, by the way, Ivan's no longer on the project. His wife got a new job, so they're moving across the country.
Robin's top researcher is deviating to a new market. This isn't standard.
And now we're short-staffed. Who's going to finish all these projects?
She needs a cluster of new data analysts, and there's no margin for error.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Put our matching platform to work so you can spend less time searching and more time connecting with talented candidates. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Something amazing is happening in education. Students are inspired and engaged.
That's because school districts consulted with CDW, who designed modern classroom solutions with pre-configured HP devices, making learning more accessible, secure, and immersive. Now when students study topics like elephants, it feels like elephants are there with them. HP and CDW. Make amazing happen. Learn more at cdw.com/hppsg.
Shadron Motor Company on West Highway 20 in Shadron is your home for GMC, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Bobcat, Polaris, and Coyote. They're the small-town dealer with big city selection, and they proudly support our area student-athletes on and off the field. Check out their inventory online at shadronmotors.com. Shadron Motor Company, West Highway 20 in Shadron. Call 308-432-9004. Lock in your radio dial. It's time for high school sports.
The following is a presentation of Shadrag Communication Sports. This is the Shadrag Community Hospital pregame show. Exceeding the standard, excellence in healthcare, that's Shadrag Community Hospital.
Center, home of the Hawks. As we get ready for boys basketball coming up, we just wrapped up a girls game where the Lady Hawks got a win over Gordon Rush. The boys will try to make it a clean sweep for Hay Springs this evening. From the Platte Valley Bank broadcast booth, you belong here, member FDIC. I'm Dennis Brown, filling in for Jeremy tonight as we bring our high school basketball season back for another year, year 24-25. And again tonight at Hay Springs on Saturday, we'll be over in Harrison. Kind of an interesting setup over there in Harrison as the boys of Sioux County will play, I believe, the Wyoming team. Oh, I forgot who. Anyway, they play somebody from Wyoming. There's no girls team in Sioux County. Guernsey Sunrise, that's who it is. there's no girls team in Sioux County this year. So Crawford girls going to play over there on Saturday. So that's how that's going to work. But for now, tonight, we've got Hay Springs Hawks, Gordon Rushville Mustangs coming up. And this is the Shadron Community Hospital pregame show, exceeding the standard excellence in healthcare. Coming up in our pregame show, we'll talk about the keys to the game for the Hawks. That'll be brought to you by who? Let's see. Remember, I'm filling in here. It'll be brought to you by Shadron Lock, the keys to the game coming up. And that'll come up a little bit later in the pregame show. But right now, let's take our first time out from Shadron Community Hospital on 107.7 KBPY.
This is Keith Blaylock, physical therapist and certified athletic trainer at Shadron Community Hospital. Our department is pleased to continue in the provision of sports medicine rehabilitation to injured athletes in our region. We are looking forward to providing the care needed to help get you back in the game this upcoming season. Whether you're a competitive high school or college athlete participating in organized sports, or a weekend warrior just trying to stay active, please do not hesitate to give us a call at 308-432-0232.
Your financial future is bright at the Shadron Federal Credit Union. We offer credit builder loans, signature loans, and so much more. Our youth and teen accounts are high interest bearing, helping our youngsters make the most out of their money, in addition to several other youth programs throughout the year. For our other members, we offer IRAs and CDs, along with other programs to ensure a successful financial future at Shadron Federal Credit Union. 126 East 3rd in Shadron, where members mean more than money.
Let's face it, buying a new vehicle can be super fun and exciting, but also really stressful. That's why Eagle Chevrolet has the qualified sales personnel to help you find exactly what you're looking for. The team at Eagle understands that this vehicle isn't just for transportation. It's the vehicle you trust to get you to the game, or the music concert, or that dance recital. Head down to the corner of Highway 385 and 20 in Shadron, where the people at Eagle Chevrolet understand your values. 308-432-5583.
Nebraska Land Tire and Service is a brand that you can trust. They've been around since 1971. The Shadron shop has everything you need, whether it be tires, wheel alignments, oil changes, or brake repairs. They're also available for those tragic breakdowns you might have on the ranch or farm. Doesn't matter if your address is Harrison or Gordon, they have a truck ready to roll. They offer roadside assistance for all sizes of tires, from your 1980 Buick to semis and tractors. Nebraska Land Tire, 308-432-4488.
Well, 6 minutes away from tip-off here tonight at Hayes Greens for the Hawks and the Mustangs. Hayes Greens comes into this game tonight with a record of 5-4, 1-1 in conference. And Gordon Rushville struggling so far this season. They are 3-6 overall, 0-1 in Crawford. Gordon Rushville did get a win against Baird the other night, 52-37, and that ended a five-game losing streak. Actually, Gordon Rushville's last win before the one the other night was back in December prior to the break. For the Hayes Springs Hawks, they come in with a win on their record last week against Layton. They beat Layton 66-44, and again, their overall record is 5-4. Keys to the game tonight for the Hawks coming up after this timeout on Classic Hits 107.7 KBPY.
This is Keith Blaylock, physical therapist and certified athletic trainer at Shattern Community Hospital. Our department is pleased to continue in the provision of sports medicine rehabilitation to injured athletes in our region. We are looking forward to providing the care needed to help get you back in the game this upcoming season. Whether you're a competitive high school or college athlete participating in organized sports, or a weekend warrior just trying to stay active, please do not hesitate to give us a call at 308-432-0232.
Everybody talks about hometown banking, but what does that mean? I'm sure there's an impressive corporate answer to that question, but for small town folks, hometown banking is working with a financial partner that knows you and knows your goals, cares about your family, and that you see at various community functions. The folks at Security First Banks along Highway 20 are the definition of a hometown bank, and if you're looking for what they've got, visit any of the Security First Bank locations in Shadron, Crawford, and Hayes Springs. Security First Bank, banking with you in mind.
So, we tried to warn you, but you didn't listen, and now you're stuck on the side of the road in the middle of nowhere. Your vehicle won't start, the kids are already complaining that they're bored and hungry, and you have no cell service. At least you have a coyote, or coyotes, to keep you company. That all could have been avoided with a trip to Skeeter's Napa Auto Parts. Remember, a little bit of preventative maintenance goes a long ways. Stop by Skeeter's Napa Auto Parts, 504 West 3rd Street, in Shadron, unless you like being stranded.
Honesty, integrity, and respect is what you will receive when you visit Wahlstrom Ford in Shadron, Nebraska. As a family-owned and operated business for over 62 years, we understand the importance of our relationship with our customers, and we want to say thank you. We offer a full line of new and used vehicle inventory, as well as a full service and parts department to meet your vehicle needs. Check us out on East Highway 20 in Shadron or online at wahlstromcars.com, where you can see a full listing of our current inventory or schedule your next service appointment.
From the Hayes Springs Lister Sage Center, 2.5 minutes to go before tip-off tonight. And our keys to the game, Shadron Lock Keys to the Game, your local dealer for locks, safe security cameras, access control keys, and more. But not a lot of hype, relatively speaking, on either team. And I think the key to the game for Hayes Springs tonight will be to control the basketball. We'll see if they want to run the basketball or control a slower-paced game. Haven't seen them this year, so my key to the game would be to control the basketball and set the pace of the game for the Hayes Springs Hawks. We've got basketball coming up. This has been the Shadron Community Hospital pregame show, exceeding the standard in excellence in healthcare. Basketball is next on Classic Hits 107.7 KBPY.
When you realize you've slacked off on the indoor home projects, Morford's Decorating Center in Shadron has a selection of flooring and paint to help you with all those projects. They have the names you trust when it comes to carpet, hardwood, laminate, and tile. They also stock a wide variety of Benjamin Moore paints and colors that bring life to any room. Stop in and browse around at 1250 West 6th Street in Shadron or call 308-888-4483. Morford's is your one-stop shopping for home improvements.
I've seen better days. Years of game day cheering has taken their toll. Leaning back, I've supported countless touchdowns, field goals, and heartbreaks, but now I'm feeling the strain. Don't let your game day comfort be a casualty. Head to Home Haven Furniture and Appliance for a new recliner that can handle the excitement of football season. You deserve to relax and enjoy the game in style. Home Haven Furniture and Appliance, where your game day greatness begins.
Shadron Lumber Company is a full-service lumber company with a small-town feel, serving the building needs for Shadron and the Nebraska Panhandle communities, whether it's a new home project or a renovation project you've been putting off for way too long. Family-owned and operated since 2009, Shadron Lumber Company is available to assist homeowners and contractors with finding the right materials for each and every project. Stop in and see Steve and his staff at 115 Shadron Avenue in Shadron, Nebraska, or call for your free estimate at 1-308-432-3301. For the best burgers and shakes in Northwest Nebraska, it's Q's Dairy Suite in Crawford. This is FM 107.7 KBPY, Hay Springs, Shadron.
Our starting lineups tonight are brought to you by Country Kitchen in Shadron. Country Kitchen, a place like home on 10th Street in Shadron. And let's see, there's people in front of me standing up, so let's see if I can see who's who. For the Mustangs, Bronson Friesman will be one of the starters, along with number two, Braylon Holston. He's the freshman. Number three is Kalen Leeper, sophomore. Number four, Daniel Martins, a junior. And number 21 is Maddox Leeper, he's a senior. For your Hay Springs Hawks tonight, the starting lineups are as follows. Number zero is Hunter Thies, a freshman. Number one, Dylan Young, a senior. Dylan, a good ball player, too. Number 12 is Hunter McDonald, a senior. Number 21, Talon Smith, a senior. And number 23, Hayden Johnson. Those are your starters for the Hawks. A more veteran team on the floor for the Hawks tonight than the Mustangs have, with just two seniors starting. One, two, three, four, Hay Springs. State Farm Insurance tip-off coming up. Like a good neighbor, Trey Strothide, State Farm is there for you. Hawks will be going right to left or towards Highway 20, and the tip will be controlled by Gordon Rushville. Well, Gordon Rushville again headed towards South Dakota in this one. Almost stolen away, saved by Friesman. He'll dribble it, covered by a Hawk there. Who was that? I couldn't see the people in front of me. Driving the baseline to put up a shot. Leeper gets the first basket of the game and puts Gordon Rushville on top. 2-0. Here come the Hawks. Ball stolen away by Gordon Rushville. And on the floor, and we got a foul. And I think that's going to be on Hunter McDonald for Hay Springs. First foul of the game. Gordon Rushville with a 2-0 lead in our first period. Brought to you by Nebraska Bank, rooted with you and rooting for you. Long pass down court. All the way up, shot is in and no good by Friesman, and we've got a whistle. And this will be a foul on Gordon Rushville on Friesman. Each team with one personal foul now. Hay Springs will get the basketball. Gordon Rushville going to do a little bit of a pressure on the backcourt, kind of like their girls did. Looking to break it is Young. He does. He goes all the way to the baseline. Throws it out front to Smith here on the near side. Line shot partially blocked and rebound to Gordon Rushville. Rushville on the run now. Back out front it comes to Friesman. Top of the key is Leeper. Directs traffic and throws it over on the far side to Martins. Martins will drive the baseline, tries to get around the defense of Smith. Can't do it, throws it back out front. Drive to the baseline, putting up the shot, and in it goes right through the lane. That's Leeper. Makes it 4-0, Gordon Rushville. Young with the basketball, going to go coast-to-coast, lays it up and in. Young puts Hay Springs on the Rushville, makes it 4-2. Hay Springs on the board, I should say. And going the other way now is Martins, and we got a collision, and we've got a Springs player down. You could probably hear him crash on the floor. That's Hunter Thies, the freshman. We got Tammy from Shadron Community Hospital, physical therapy down here tonight, making sure the kids are okay. And Thies will come out, and into the game comes Jaron Dahlgren. Tammy going to check him. I think he's going to really check him to see if he's got his marbles. Martins with the basketball for Gordon Rushville. Right, got a bloody nose if nothing else. Shot is up and good. Driving into the lane is Holston. Makes it 6-2. Gordon Rushville. Stolen away. Throw it down court. Taken by Leeper. Misses the shot. Misses the second shot. And Hayes Springs with the rebound. Here comes Young the other way. He's going to go coast to coast again. Burns. Little short jumper. Good. 6-4. 5:35 to go, period number one. Brought to you by Nebraska Bank. Martins with the basketball, throws it underneath, intercepted by McDonald. Down to Young. Out front to Smith. Back out front it goes to Dahlgren. Dahlgren will drive the lane, have the ball tipped away, and stolen there by Daniel Martins. Into the lane, left-handed layup is good. Through traffic for Daniel Martins, and Hayes Springs wants a timeout. 8-4 with 5:05 to go in period number one. Our timeout brought to you by Dunbar's. You design it. We're back in 30 seconds on Classic Hits 107.7 KDPY.
Shoot, they don't take cash at the gate.
It's all good. We can use my new Nebraska Bank student checking debit card.
Nebraska Bank student checking?
Yeah, it's a free checking account for young adults. And get this, I'll earn a $50 bonus after I use my card 12 times in the first 90 days.
$50? Just for using your card?
Yeah, you should get one too. Then you won't have to carry cash all the time. Nebraska Bank is in Shadron, Alliance, Bridgeport, and Hemingford. You can also visit ne.bank.
Qualifications and restrictions apply. See institution for details. Member FDIC.
With 5:05 to go in period number one, they'll put pressure on Hayes Springs on the inbounds pass. Smith will give it work around the court, and it's almost stolen away, saved by McDonald. Here's a three-point shot on the way from Jared Dahlgren. It's no good. Rebound taken down, though, by Smith. He puts it up and in. 8-6. Gordon Rushby with the lead. Friesman with the basketball. Top of the key. Drives around the defense of Smith, or Dahlgren rather. Passes the ball off. Throws it back out front to Martins. Martins gets it back to... Oh, Martins takes it underneath, and he puts it up and rolls off the rim. Won't go in. Here comes Dylan Young again. From the free throw line. Throws it up to Johnson. Back out front to Young. Over in the corner, it goes to McDonald. Young at the baseline now. Drives it, throws it out front to McDonald. He'll take a three-pointer that's no good. Rebound's going to come down to Gordon Rushville, taken by Holston. And he'll give it off to Martins, takes it across the timeline, give it to Friesman. And are they going to save it? Yep, just about lost it, but it's saved by Holston. Rather by Leeper. Leeper's got it now. He'll get it on the near side here to Martins. Give it back to Leeper. Top of the key. Dribbles the basketball. Throws it off in the corner. Leeper drives the lane and puts it up. Or drives the baseline and puts it up. Leeper with his fourth point makes it 10-6. Hawks coming the other way with it. Dahlgren. And the ball's stolen away on the pass. From McDonald, one-on-one break. The layup is in and good for Martins. And that makes it 12-6. Big lead of the evening so far for Gordon Rushville. The 2:56 go in the first period. Hayes Springs will slow it down now. Give it to Young. Throw it in the corner to Dahlgren. Back out front to Smith. Here in the corner comes to Young. Young's going to take a three-point shot. It's off the rim, no good. Rebound down to Holston. And here come the Mustangs. 12-6 our score. Pass way underneath. Nice move by Holston to get under the basket and open, and he gets 2 points and makes it 14-6. Gordon Rushmills. McDonald baseline. Looking for some help. Nobody over there. Throws it back out front and throws it past Dahlgren. It'll be Gordon Rushmills basketball. Thies back into the game for the Hawks. Leaper in for Gordon Rushmills. Somebody must have touched it from Gordon Rushmills. It's Hay Springs basketball. And so here we go. Young's got it. Double team. Fires it down court. All by himself under the basket is Johnson. Too hard off the glass. Rebound bounces off his head. And here comes Gordon Rushville. Martins pass off to Holston and cooking two shots, but he gets another two. Got his own rebound and put it back up and in. Makes it 16-6. Gordon Rushville. Hay Springs driving the lane. We're going to get a foul. As Dahlgren went for the basket. That's going to be on Leaper, his first. And it puts Dahlgren at the free throw line. First one is good. Sixteen-7, Gordon Rushville with the lead. Second shot on the way. This one is also good. 16-8, 1:35 to go in period number one. Pass down court to Leaper. Nobody looking. Leaper drives in the lane. Nobody was looking. Everybody was looking the other side of the court. And Leaper in all by himself for an easy layup. Young with the basketball for Hay Springs. Give it off to Smith. Smith drives the lane. Lays up the left-handed shot. It's good. Oh, are they going to... Yep, basket's good. So Smith picks up his second basket of the night and goes to the free throw line. It's an 8-point lead for Gordon Rushville, 18-10. Shot is good. 18-12, 1:15 to go in the period. Pressure now from Hay Springs in the backcourt, trying to cross the timeline, and through two defenders, Martins gets the pass off. The shot's no good by Casey Sheenan. Into the game for Rushville. Pass underneath. Oh, nice move, but not getting it to go in his Thies. Threw it up over his head as he went into the basket. And Gordon Rushville will bring it down court with 45 seconds to go in the period. Almost stolen away. Nice move underneath. Shot blocked, though. Leaper shot blocked. Here come the Hawks. McDonald lays one up. It's blocked. Double teamed under the basket and get the ball off to Martins now for Gordon Rushville. Shot clock is off. 26 seconds to go in the first period. Martins with it. Back out front. Over on the far side. Pass underneath. Tied up and saved there by Leaper. Underneath shot is good by Popkin. And the ball will go out of bounds on the inbounds pass, knocked out by Gordon Rushville. 20-13 after most of the first period. 6.9 seconds to go. Young down court with it. Fires it off to Smith, who got pushed but no whistle. And then the long shot at the buzzer will not go. So after one quarter play, 20-13, it's Gordon Rushville with the lead. We're back in a minute on Classic Hits 107.7 KDPY.
When you think about hard work and dedication, you're thinking about the Hay Springs Hawks. When you're thinking about hard work and attention to detail, you're thinking about Tubes Diesel, also located in Hay Springs. Semi-tractor trailers and all style of Cummins diesel engines are their specialty. And with the growing number of these rigs owned locally, do yourself a favor and introduce yourself to the professionals at Tubes Diesel Repair in Hay Springs. Everyone at Tubes Diesel appreciates the efforts of the Hay Springs Hawks.
Sandy at Sackers in Hay Springs wanted us to remind everyone that whether you're headed to the Hay Springs Hawks game or coming home from one, you're invited to stop in at Sackers right there on Highway 20 to pick up pizza by the slice, chicken wings, your favorite drink, or, of course, fill it up with gas or diesel before heading on. Sackers is also known for having a wide variety of liquors and beers off sale as well. The next time you're traveling down Highway 20, make sure you stop into Sackers in Hay Springs, a great Hawks supporter.
By Farm Bureau and Agent Brian Linegar. When it comes to protecting your family, count on Farm Bureau and Agent Brian Linegar. Hay Springs has the ball to start the quarter. They trail 20-13 to Gordon Rushville. Young with the basketball for the Hawks on the far side. Here's the shot from the corner, and it's good. Jared Dahlgren gets a three-pointer. And makes it 20-16. Lead down to four for Gordon Rushville. They had a 10-point lead in the first period. Ball tipped. Ball's on the floor. Saved by Holtzman. Pass up, and the shot is by Leeper that's no good. Saved by Holtzman. Pass, shot, block. And it'll be Gordon Rushville basketball. As Martin put a shot up, but it was blocked out of bounds. 10 seconds on the shot clock for Gordon Rushville. Apparently didn't get the shot off. And the ball stolen by Young on the break. It's Feese all by himself. Goes in, and oh, what a save by Bronson Griezmann for Gordon Rushville. As Feese was going up for that layup, Griezmann knocked it out of bounds cleanly. So Dahlgren will throw it in for the Hawks. Callan Smith on the far side of the court out front to Young. Here on the near side, Feese has it. There's a three on the way. It's hit it out. No good for Dahlgren. Rebound taken by Johnson. Dug top of the key. Young drives the lane, and he will get fouled. Young's going to the free throw line. That foul will be on Friesman. That's his second. Young's first shot is good. Cuts the lead to three. Hay Springs has quietly come back in this one. And this one is good, too. 20-18. Pass underneath. Lost and saved by Gordon Rushville. Leaper's got it. Pass underneath. Shot up. No good by Holston, and the Hawks get the rebound. They can tie it or take the lead with a three. 6:35 to go in period number two, brought to you by Farm Bureau agent Brian Linegar. Ball almost stolen away. Feese saves it. He's going to try to drive through the lane. Ball goes through the legs of Martins. It bounced off his legs. It goes out of bounds, so Hay Springs will keep the ball. Hunter McDonald coming into the game for the Hawks. He'll give Feese a breather. Inbounds pass goes to Smith. Round two defenders. Throws it back out front. Baseline now is Dahlgren. He'll put up a shot, and it's good. We are tied. Gordon Rushville and Hay Springs pass underneath. Holston closely guarded, has to throw the ball out to the corner. And firing it across, trying to get it across court. Knocked out of bounds by Hay Springs by Dahlgren. 20-20 our score, 5:57 to go and a half. Inbounds comes into Holston. They'll throw it back out front to Friesman. Here's a long three-pointer that's no good. And the rebound down to Hunter McDonald. Down court, McDonald goes all the way coast to coast and then back out front to Dahlgren. Give it to Smith. Smith cross-court. Feese with a three that's good. Feese hits the three and put Hay Springs on top, 23-20. For the first time tonight, Hay Springs takes the lead. Friesman with the basketball for Gordon Rushville. He'll pass it off in the corner. Back out to Friesman. Here's Martins with it. Now on the near side to Leeper. Leaper looking for somebody. Hangs onto it. Now drives to the baseline. He started too close to do anything there by McDonald. He'll throw it across course. Oh, nice break there, but the basket won't go in for Friesman, or rather for Sheenan. And Hayes Springs will turn it over the other way. Chase Sheenan into the game for Gordon Rushville, sophomore. 5 minutes to go, 23-20 here in the first half. Griezmann with the basketball underneath to Holston. Holston shot it up, ball go in, and the rebound's taken down by Dahlgren, who put the lid on the Gordon Rushville basket. Peace with the basketball. Give it off to McDonald. Pass underneath. Shot up, no good by Dahlgren. Second shot is up, and this one is good by Talon Smith. 25-20, he springs on top. What a turnaround this period for the Hawks. Gordon Rushville working the basketball. Leaper's got it. He'll throw it back out front. Here's a Cannon Leaper baseline, and he's going to get fouled. That'll be on Dahlgren, his first. So Daniel Martins will throw the ball in for Gordon Rushville. Ball comes to Friesman. He'll take a long three, and this one's no good. Rebound taken down by McDonald. He'll give it off to Dahlgren. He'll bring it down court all by himself in the corner. He's for a three, and it's good. Hunter Sisteese hits the three and makes it 28-20. Now Gordon Rushville in trouble in the backcourt. Got to get a ball across court. They do get it across court. There's Holston. Pass to him is bounced out of bounds by Hayes Springs. I think that went off of Hunter McDonald. So Gordon Rushville will keep the ball with 3:45 to go and trailing Hayes Springs 28-20. Griezmann with the basketball. Throws it back out front. Driving the lane, putting the shot up. It will not go in. For Bronson Friesman, the Hawks with the basketball. McDonald with it, drives the lane and gets tied up. And we're going to get a travel called on McDonald, who points at the floor like, no, 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 no. The officials called it, 28-20. And we got a substitution coming in. Dean Mitch at Studio 308, specializing in signs, banners, vehicle graphics, and more. Call 308-430-1723. Long pass down court, almost took out the camera girl. So this will be a turnover on Gordon Rushville. I want to remind you, too, that when there's a shot from the paint, it's brought to you by Arrow Building Center. When you're looking for the right paint for your project, think Arrow Building Center, West Highway 20 in Chandler. So Hayes Springs with the basketball in the lead. Dahlgren brings it down for the Hawks. Give it off to Young over on the near side to Feast. He'll go into the paint, shoot up one, and he'll be fouled. Won't go in, but Hunter Thief is going to the free throw line. And that will be the third foul on Friesman. No good. And we got a substitution coming in for Gordon Rushville. It'll be Zoe Ziller. Freshman, also coming in for Gordon Rushville, sophomore, Brody Popkin. 3:08 to go in the half, 28-20. Hayes Springs coming back to take a lead. Hayes Springs traveled by 10 points earlier in the game in the first quarter, and Thies' shot is no good. And we're going to have a foul called on Hayes Springs on the rebound. That will be on Johnson, his first. Each team with two team fouls. Gordon Rushville almost loses it. Ball's on the floor. We're getting another foul called. I believe that'll be on. It'll be on Thies, his first. Third team foul now for Hayes Springs with 2:58 to go in the half. Martins with the basketball. off in the corner to Ziller. Nope, that is actually Leaper. Leaper on the near side looking for some help way across the court it goes. Gets it to Martins. Martins, oh, nice pass underneath the Holston. Back to Martins. Almost lost it, but it's saved by Leaper. Leaper gets it to Holston. Here's Martins with a three. It's what we call an air ball. And Hay Springs gets the rebound. Taken down by Dahlgren. Top of the key. Young. Young pushes his way through to the circle. There's a three from Thies on the way. That's too hard, no good. And Holston gets the rebound. On the break, here comes Leaper. Leaper shoots it up. And finally, Gordon Rushfield gets on the board for the first time in this quarter. Makes it 28-22 with 1:59 to go. Thies with the basketball. Give it to Smith. He'll take a shot from the paint. No good. And another shot is good. Way up in the air and into the basket by Johnson. Shot from the paint brought to you by Arrow Building Center, West Highway 20 in Chapman. Zoe Ziller with the basketball for Gordon Rushfield. 1:35 on the clock. 30-22. Hay Springs with the lead. Chatter Insurance halftime show coming up. Holston's got the basketball. He gets tied up. And we got a travel. They're going to say that Holston traveled, so the ball will go back to Hay Springs with 1:23 to go. And a 30-22 Hay Springs lead. Jaron Dahlgren will throw the ball in for the Hawks. Pressure in the backcourt by Gordon Rushville. Young with the basketball. Back to Dahlgren. Dahlgren dribbles around the defender. Gives the ball off to McDonald. Still in the backcourt, and he didn't get there in time. Just missed crossing the timeline. 1:13 to go in the half. 30-22, Hay Springs with the lead. Ziller with it. Pass it underneath to Holston. He'll take a shot from inside the paint, and it's good. The Arrow Building Center paint. Makes it 30-24. Come the Hawks. And we got a travel. The basket went in, but it's not going to count as we got a travel on the play. I don't believe that was Dahlgren. It was either Dahlgren or Smith. I was looking down at the wrong time. So Hay Springs is going to press a little bit in the backcourt now. Anything you can do, I can do too. Martins gets it across the timeline to Popkin. Popkin passes it in the corner to Ziller. Ziller feeds it underneath to Martins. He'll throw a wild one up. It goes in. Just turned around and threw it up and makes it 30-26. 25 seconds left in the period. In the half, McDonald's with the basketball. To Smith in the corner. Here's Thies with another left-handed three that's short off the front of the rim. And rebound taken down by Maddox Leaper, and Hay Springs is going to force a turnover as Martins couldn't catch up to the basketball in the pass. It'll be 11.1 seconds left in the half, and Hay Springs with the basketball. Young's got it. Drives the baseline. Shoots it up over three defenders. No good. Rebound taken down by Popkin. 4 seconds left. Martins with the basketball. Drives the lane. Lays it up, and it will not go in. Went between like four defenders, but couldn't get the ball to go in at the end. It's 30-26 at the half. Coming up, we will have the halftime show brought to you by Shattered Insurance. Insurance to fit your needs. That's next on Classic Hits 107.7 KBPY.
Home, car, boat, motorcycle, whatever you need to protect, you can save money and time by bundling your insurance coverage into a single package policy. Add life insurance and save even more. Start by talking to your local Farm Bureau Financial Services agent, Brian Leniger, in Chadron. Then, rest easy knowing you're getting the right coverage at the right price. It's your future. Let's protect it. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company.
We have a new starting lineup at Hay Springs Lumber and Hardware, and there is every reason to expect their best effort in terms of high-quality materials and service. The folks at Hay Springs Lumber are team players and know, like the Hay Springs Hawks, that the best results are achieved with everyone working together. Hay Springs Lumber and Hardware takes great stock in keeping sinks draining properly, offering the best in paint, and the straightest boards possible. When in need, think Hay Springs Lumber and Hardware.
Ranchers, are you ready to maximize your herd's potential? Legacy Co-op has everything you need to boost your cattle's health and performance. From our premium grind and mix offerings to our convenient lick tubs, we provide solutions to keep your cattle thriving. Don't forget about our high-quality DDG cubes designed to power up your herd with nutrients they need, or our tailored mineral mixes. Don't settle for less. Contact Legacy Co-op. Grow in the future and your profits.
When you can't seem to elude the aches and pains of life, it's time to give Dr. Greg Wheeler at Hay Springs Chiropractic a visit. A proud supporter of the Hay Springs Hawks, Dr. Wheeler will treat folks of any age, from youngsters to those that have a little more life experience under their belts. Hay Springs Chiropractic is also certified with Medicare, the VA, and most other insurances as well, allowing your care to be their top priority. Let Hay Springs Chiropractic help you get back to feeling like you again. Check them out at 129 Main Street in Hay Springs or call 308-207-2757.
Don't let declining livestock prices keep you up at night. Farm Bureau Financial Services can help you protect your cattle, sheep, and hogs with livestock risk protection. Contact Farm Bureau agent Ted Basagio in Hay Springs at 638-4566 and see how he can help protect your livestock operation and your bottom line. Now that's smarter insurance for agriculture. Western Agricultural Insurance Company and Equal Opportunity Provider. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
The Shadron Insurance Halftime Show. Shadron Insurance. Insurance to fit your needs. Visit ShadronInsurance.com.
Welcome back to Hay Springs. We're at the half. It's 30-26. The Hawks with the lead. They were down 10 points midway through the first quarter and came back, and that lead was actually bigger than 4 points during part of the second quarter. Some last quarter heroics there for Hay Springs, late or for the Gordon Rushville in the period. Gordon Rushville led in scoring by Holston. He's got 8 points, 6 points for Leeper, six for Martins, and 4 points for Maddox Leeper, 2 points for Reddy Hopkins. For the Hawks, they had Deese with 6 points, 6 points for Young, 7 points for Dahlgren, and a couple, or one three anyway, 8 points for Smith, and two for Johnson. That's the way it stands at the half, 30-26. It's the Hay Springs Hawks trying to make it a sweep over Gordon Rushville tonight here on Tuesday night, basketball Tuesday night. And the third quarter's coming up after a halftime update here on Classic Hits 107.7 KBPY.
With some of the area's most experienced local independent agents, the team at Shattern Insurance offers some of the best pickup and auto, home building options, and teen driver rates in the area. And if you've been wondering about insurance on your boat, motorcycle, RV, or four-wheeler, wonder no more, because Shattern Insurance has you covered. With all that to offer, whether you live in town or out on the ranch, I want you to do yourself a favor and give Shattern Insurance a call today at 308-432-8414.
The point of all those practices and team building sessions is directed at yielding better results during the game. Rasmussen Grain Services understands this game plan and offers the same chance for improved results when cleaning grain. Rasmussen Grain Services is mobile, and they have the capacity to clean and treat up to 600 bushels an hour. Cleaning grain removes unwanted materials, and treating helps prevent problems with disease, and in the end, improve yield. The same game plan employed by the Hay Springs Hawks. Go Hawks!
With your halftime news update, I'm Jet Rasmussen. A new study from the investment fraud law firm Carlson Law warns Nebraska residents to be on high alert for investment fraud in 2025. Nebraska residents lost a record $8.4 million to investment fraud in 2023, down 33.9% from the $12.8 million in 2022, and was one of only nine states to see an actual decline. Nationally, investment fraud is now the number one costliest type of fraud in America, according to the FBI. A record 39,570 victims lost a record $4.57 billion in 2023, a staggering rise from 2018, when just 3,693 victims lost $253 million. Tech-savvy millennials ages 31 to 45 filed more investment scam FBI complaints than any generation due to their interest in trading crypto, and it also speaks to the growing sophistication of scammers. Despite lower financial losses, Nebraska residents must remain vigilant as the threat from investment scams is rising. 12 young ladies from across Nebraska will be competing in the 2025 Miss Shadron pageant in Shadron, Nebraska on Saturday the 18th at 6 o'clock at the Shadron High School. Titles awarded that evening will include Miss Shadron 2025, Miss Northwest 2025, Miss Shadron's Teen 2025, and Miss Northwest's Teen 2025, along with scholarships, crowns, and prizes. The winners will compete for the title of Miss Nebraska and Miss Nebraska's Outstanding Teen in North Platte in June of this year. Co-MCs of the evening will be Rachel Warren, Miss Nebraska 2024, and Kaya Stack Miller. Doors to the auditorium will open at 5 o'clock. Tickets are available at the door, and for more information, contact Courtney at 308-760-2750 or miss.shadron.pageant@gmail.com. With your halftime news update, I'm Jet Rasmussen.
With some of the area's most experienced local independent agents, the team at Shadron Insurance offers some of the best pickup and auto, home building options, and teen driver rates in the area. And if you've been wondering about insurance on your boat, motorcycle, RV, or four-wheeler, wonder no more, because Shadron Insurance has you covered. With all that to offer, whether you live in town or out on the ranch, I want you to do yourself a favor and give Shadron Insurance a call today at 308-432-8414.
Bittner Construction, a longtime supporter of the Hay Springs Hawks, has also been a longtime area partner in all kinds of dirt work, private and municipal projects, excavations both big and small, pipelines, and building foundation prep. From the pre-planning to project completion, Bittner Construction of Hay Springs is always a team player from start to finish. From sports to construction, teamwork is the key. Go Hawks from Bittner Construction. Give them a call at 308-638-7684.
We all know of Joe Peters Roofing, and we've all stopped to watch his crews work. Amazing, aren't they? Usually when you see a Joe Peters sign go up, it means something bad has happened. But doesn't it bring a feeling of comfort to know that Joe and his crew are on the way to make things right? Just like the Hay Springs Hawks, the team at Joe Peters Roofing has developed a winning spirit. They wish all the best to the Hawks. That's Joe Peters Roofing.
Welcome back to the Lister Sage Building in Hay Springs, 30-26, the Hawks with the lead. And again, earlier in the first half, Gordon Rushville Mustangs came out, ran the square up, had as much as a 10-point lead early in the game, and by the end of the half, it was Hay Springs on top, 32-26. Nobody really in any foul trouble. Friesman does have three fouls for Gordon Rushville, but the Hawks only with four fouls overall in the first half of this basketball game. Shadron Chiropractic, they only got one spine. Take care of it with supportive chiropractic care at Shadron Chiropractic in downtown Shadron. And Thrivent Financial, expert financial advice that starts with you. Contact local financial advisor, associate Ben Rust in Shadron at 308-430-0760. I always want to thank our Shadron businesses who help support our small school broadcast here on Classic Kids 107.7 KBPY. Our third quarter about to get underway. It'll be brought to you by Kreitz and Schaefer Law, experienced legal professionals with values rooted in the Nebraska Panhandle. Gordon Rushville will have the ball to start the third period, and they'll be going right to left or towards Highway 20 here at the Lister Sage Building. Trailing Hay Springs 30-26. Spartans with the basketball for GR. He'll give it over to Friesman. Friesman again with three fouls. He'll give the ball back to Leeper. Kenyon Leeper has the ball stolen, but we're going to get a foul called. And that is going to be on number three, Leaper with his first foul. And the first foul of the second half for either team. Young with the basketball for Hayes Springs. Over here on the near side, he'll give it to Smith. Smith with the ball, throws it out front to Young. Over on the corner goes to Thies. Thies baseline on the far side. Now comes back out front. High pass up in the air to McDonald. Here's Young. Back to Thies. Off center court. Ooh, he hands it off to Young. I almost took steps on that one. No whistle, though. And the shot is good. 3-point shot as the shot clock was winding down. This gets a three. 3-point shot on the way from Gordon Rushville. That goes to Leaper. Makes it 33-29. Beast with the basketball. He'll try to get it to Young. He's covered. Ball stolen away. Taken by Leaper. He lays it up and in. So we are back to a 2-point basketball game. Beast with the ball. Fires it across the near side to McDonald. Back out front to Dahlgren. Dahlgren in the corner. Thies will take the three from the baseline. It bounces off the rim. No good. Gordon Rushville with the basketball on the two-on-one break. And the layup is in and good. Griezmann ties it up. 33-33. Young in the corner off here to McDonald. McDonald double team. Gets the ball to Dahlgren. Dahlgren over to Young. He'll take a three. And it's good. The threes are hot right now, 36-33. Hayes Springs back on top. Give it to Friesman in the corner, driving the baseline, shooting it up, and no good, but getting fouled is Maddox Leaper. And he will go to the free throw line. Two shots. That would be the first foul tonight on 21. That would be Smith. And the first one's good. Second shot coming up is not any good. 36-30. Well, the first one I thought was good, but the score is still 36-34. 36-34, that's right. He springs with the basketball. Dahlgren, pass underneath. And Smith lays it up and in. Nice move under the basket for Smith. Makes it 38-34. Over to Martin. And almost thrown away. Saved by Griezmann. Then he loses it. Ball's on the floor. Holston's got it. Passes it off to Young. Got it. And we're going to get a foul called on Martin. His first. So McDonald will throw it in for the Hawks. Too Young. Back to McDonald. He's up center court, gets it, goes the other way with it, almost loses it, and gets fouled. And that's going to be called on Friesman, and that will be his, if I'm right, if that's him. Yeah, that's his fourth foul. So he'll have to come out of the game, and Brody Popkin comes in. He's got four fouls with 5:08 to go in the third period, so we won't see him for a while. Young with the basketball over here to McDonald. Back out to Thies. In the lane is Dahlgren. He'll throw it back out to Thies. Here's Young. Young back out to Dahlgren. Over to Young. McDonald with it. Now he'll give it to Thies under the basketball. And pass underneath the rim to Smith, who gets fouled. And that'll be Popkin's first foul. And that'll be a shooting foul. Dahlgren has one free throw from the free throw line tonight, and that was a part of a three. That one's good. 39-34, Hayes Springs opening up the lead a little bit again. Second one on the way is no good. Rebound down to Martin for Gordon Rushville. He's going to try to go coast to coast. Has the ball ripped away. Comes McDonald on the layup, and it's good. McDonald gets his first two of the night. Makes it a 41-34 ball game. Martin's with the top of the key. There's a three-point shot on the way from Popkin that's no good. And the rebound comes down to Dahlgren. He had to fight for it, but he got it. Beast, baseline, back out front to McDonald. Over to Dahlgren. He'll drive into the lane, throw it back out front. Three-point shot is good by Hunter McDonald. And Gordon Rushel says, we want a timeout. 44-34, back to a 10-point lead for Hayes Springs. The timeout brought to you by Dunbar's. You design it. Top-notch embroidery, including hats, letterman's jackets, and personalized stuffed animals. We're back after this on Classic Hits 107.7 KDPR.
Amy Petra, Matt Watson, Drew Pope, and all the staff at Kreitz and Schaefer Law Office wish the best of luck to area high school students in all their endeavors. Since 1887, Kreitz and Schaefer Law Office has served clients throughout the area with integrity and values rooted in the Nebraska Panhandle. Regardless of your legal needs, call Amy Petra, Matt Watson, and Drew Pope for honest and efficient representation. Kreitz and Schaefer Law Offices, 308-432-3339, located in beautiful downtown Chadron.
.358 to go in the third period, brought to you by Price and Schaefer Law Office. And it is a 10-point lead again for Hayes Springs. Just a couple of minutes ago, Gordon Rushel had come back and tied it up. And since then, Hayes Springs has been on a run with 3 three-pointers this period. It'll be Gordon Rushel basketball. And they bring it in. Martin's with it. Ooh, tried to throw it and almost got it stolen, saved by Popkin. He'll give it over here to Leaper. Martin's baseline, drives the lane, shoots up a 10-footer that's partially blocked, I think, and taken down by Dahlgren. Here comes to McDonald's on the near side. McDonald, I should say. And throwing it away and picking it in for the layup and gets fouled is Leaper. No chance for a three-point play for Gordon Rushel as the ball got past the intended receiver and was picked up by Cannon Leaper. Chance to make it a three-point play, and he does. So that cuts the lead to 44-37. Young with it on the near side now to McDonald. He'll dribble it. Ooh, these. Oh, he goes. Oh, he was trying to tippy-toe, but he went past the center line, and it's a backboard violation. It'll be a turnover on Hayes Springs. He was trying to tippy-toe around it. Couldn't quite keep his balance and stepped over the line. So back to Gordon Rushville. In from Cannon Leaper. To Martin. Over on the far side to Popkin. He'll throw it away across court to Martin. Tipped and saved by Gordon Rushville. That was saved by, I'll have to see who that was. And trying to go into the lane for a shot is Cannon Leaper, and he gets fouled. Young's first foul, by the way. Cannon Leaper with the basketball. Passes it off to Leaper, Maddox Leaper. Shot no good. And here comes Alan Smith in the corner to Young. Double team. Throws it back out front to Dahlgren. Dahlgren to McDonald here on the near side. Beefs in the corner. Young wants to drive the lane. Can't. He'll have to back off. Here's a shot from the baseline. Three-pointers. No good by Hunter McDonald. And the ball will go out of bounds off of Hayes Springs. Kellen Smith coming up limping a little bit, but he'll stay in the game. The 2:33 to go in the period. Watched by Price Schaefer Office. Here comes Martin's for Gordon Rushville. They give it over to Popkin. Back out front. And, ooh, little contact there. No whistle. And trying to force the ball through McDonald. McDonald kicked it. Martins tried to, or was that Martins or was it Leeper, tried to force the ball through. And fortunately for Gordon Rushville, McDonald kicked it. Inbounds, and we got a whistle. 5-second violation on Gordon Rushville. Hay Springs basketball. I think earlier I called McDonald's. I must be getting hungry. So Young will bring it down court for Hay Springs. Throw it over to Thies. Thies will go to the baseline. Double teamed in the corner. Throws it back out to Dahlgren. Here's one from the corner by Young. He'll drive the lane, and he will. What's the whistle? It's called travel, maybe, or stepped on the line. I'm not sure which. Nevertheless, it's a turnover on Hay Springs with 2:08 to go in the period. Martins with it over to Popkin. Martins in the paint. Doubles or dribbles, shoots, and gets fouled. Gets the basket, and he'll go to the free throw line. And that foul will be the second foul on Dahlgren. And Gordon Rushville can cut this back to a four-point lead with a free throw here from Martins, if he can hit it. He's been to the free throw line once and missed tonight. Shot on the way is no good. Rebound and a foul. Rebound taken down by Dahlgren, and he got fouled. And that will be on Popkin. And that's Popkin's third foul. Gordon Rushville already got Friesman on the bench with four fouls. And at the free throw line, as Hay Springs is in the bonus, is Dahlgren. And he gets the first one. No more 1-1 in high school basketball. It's all two shots or none. Second one rattles in and out. No good. And Martins will get the basketball for Gordon Rushville. Throws it over to Cannon Leaper. Back out front to Popkin. Here on the near side to Martins. In the corner, three-point shot on the way. It's good! That was Sheenan. Number 10, Case Sheenan, the sophomore, hit that one. Hay Springs misses on this end. 45-42, 1:23 to go in the period. Driving the bait lane and missing the shot was Sheenan. But then the follow-up shot by Holton, he got fouled. Second foul on McDonald. Puts Holston at the free throw line. Hasn't been there tonight. Both teams are in the bonus. And the first one is no good. 45-42, 1:19 to go in the period. Second shot coming up for Holston. And this one is no good. Rebound is going to come down to McDonald for Hay Springs. They'll have to hold up and let the traffic pass and give it back to Dahlgren. In the corner, Feast for the three. That's off the rim, no good. Rebound taken down by Gordon Rushville. Here comes Martins. Across the timeline, center court. In the corner, three on the way, and it's not going to be any good. Holston gets the rebound. Back out front. Worked the ball around, and a little 10-footer short up, no good for Cannon Leaper, and we got a whistle. And we got a possession arrow, and it'll go to Hay Springs. 48.2 seconds left in the period, 45-42. Hay Springs with the lead. Young will pick it down for the Hawks. Over here on the near side to McDonald. He'll give it out to Thies. Goes around the far side of the court again. Double team, looking for some help. Throws it past Young. Young goes after it. He saves it. He gets the layup. That's what they mean when they say never give up. Lost the basketball, saved it, got the layup, and makes it 47-42 with 20 seconds left in the third period. Martin's in the lane to Holston. He'll shoot it up, and it falls off the front of the rim. No good. McDonald gets the rebound. Young down court with it. To the baseline. Defender falls down. Young puts it up and in. Here comes Gordon Rushville. Martin throws one up at the buzzer, and it goes in. After three, 49-42, we got a good one. Stay with us. The fourth quarter's coming up next on Classic Hits 107.7 KBPY.
Doing your best and working hard is a combination that has worked for Adam, Andy, and the team at Young's Repair just south of Hay Springs. Young's Repair recognizes these same traits exhibited in Hay Springs Hawks' academic and athletic activities and congratulates these students on their efforts. To accomplish our goals, be they in business or in student competition, investment in the team and trust in the plan are self-evident. Everyone at Young's Repair, south of Hay Springs, is proud of the efforts of the Hay Springs Hawks as they pursue their goals.
Owned and operated by the community, Farm to Family Co-op is a full-service grocery store in Hay Springs that will strengthen our area by providing access to affordable, healthy foods that are both locally and regionally produced. There's something special about a community working together to support its students and provide good foods for its residents. The Farm to Family Co-op encourages us to attend Hay Springs Hawks school, academic, theatrical, and athletic events and to shop local. FarmToFamilyCooperative.org. For the best burgers and shakes in Northwest Nebraska, it's Q's Dairy Suite in Crawford. This is FM 107.7 KBPY, Hay Springs, Shadron.
On that last basket from Martin, he was also fouled, and he hit the free throw. So that made it a three-point play and makes it a 49-45 game. As we start the fourth quarter, brought to you by Best Western Westfield's Inn. Wherever life takes you, Best Western is there. So Gordon Rushville will have the ball to start the final quarter tonight. They're down 49-45 to Hay Springs. And Martins will get it down for Gordon Rushville and give it over here to Sheenan. Back over on the far side, it goes to Martins. Through Sheenan's hands and out of bounds. Again, Gordon Rushville, a young team this year. Three seniors on the team. We've seen two of them. Peace with the basketball. To Young in the corner. Young long cross-court pack back to Peace. Defense quickly covers him. Young's got it. He'll take a 15-footer off the glass. No good. Rebound is going to come down, and it's going to go out of bounds. Off of Holstein, I believe. Oh, they're going to say it went off of Hay Springs. In our fourth quarter, brought to you by Best Western Westfield's Inn in Shatton. Martin comes down court with it. Throws it over on the far side to Leeper. He gives it off. And then on the near side to Martin. Into the lane goes Holstein. Shot from the paint is good. Holstein picks up his 10th point of the night. Makes it a two-point game, 49-47. Young with it, over to Thies. Thies in the corner to Smith. Young back to McDonald. Looks at the three, can't get it, throws it back out to Young. Young looking for somebody, finds McDonald on the far side. Back out, under the basket. Nice move under the basket. And the shot's good by Dahlgren. And he's fouled. Let's see if they count the basket. Basket is good. And Dahlgren's going to go to the free throw line. Bar Nice Mechanical, your Ream Pro partner in Shadron, making your home or business feel like the perfect season, all season. Call the guys in the know about a Ream unit today, 432-6722. And that basket was good. The free throw was good. And that makes it 52-47. 6:24 to go in the ballgame, 52-47. It's Hay Springs with the lead. Martins will drive through traffic, And the ball is kicked out of bounds off of Puma. Oh, there's a foul. Here, call the foul on Dahlgren. That'll be his third. Getting the scoreboard corrected here. Inbounds comes in. Shot from the corner. Leaper can't get it to go. And the rebound comes down to Maddox Leaper. Ball's on the floor now. Young, who's going to get it? They're going to call a foul on Leaper. Cannon Leaper gets his second. And it'll be Hay Springs basketball. 52-47, 6:03 to go. Hay Springs with the lead. Young with the basketball. On the near side to Thies. Over on the far side to McDonald. Comes around to this side of the court. Now goes back and throws it over to Young. Young, here's Thies. McDonald in the corner. Out to Young. Young is going to drive around the right side of the lane. Lay it up over the defense and it's no good. Oh, fought for. Who's going to come up with it? Dahlgren's got it. He'll throw one up. It goes in and he's fouled. That will be on Maddox Leaper, his second. Shot is up and no good. Rebound to Gordon Rushback. Martin's on the run around Thies, and we're going to get a foul. Well, I thought maybe they'd call that foul offensive, but they didn't. And that'll be the fourth foul on Thies. So he'll hit the bench with 6 points, all those in the first half. Inbounds pass comes into Cannon Leaper. He'll throw it underneath to Martins, who puts the shot up, bounces off the rim, and won't go in. Rebound stolen away, and the shot still won't go in for Martins. And Hay Springs has the basketball in a 54-47 lead. McDonald with it underneath. Give it to Johnson, whose shot won't go in. And Gordon Rushfield gets the rebound. It's Martins again underneath. And the ball's going to get kicked out of bounds by Hay Springs. 5 minutes exactly to go in the game. 54-47 is Hay Springs with the lead. Sheenan with the basketball in the corner to Martins. Tries to get underneath to Holston. Holston has the basketball and then gets tied up. And the possession arrow goes Hay Springs way as Jaron Dahlgren tied up Holston. Young will bring it down for the Hawks. They're on the near side to McDonald. McDonald works it back out front. Give it to Smith. Over in the corners, Young, he'll drive the lane. Layup is short. Rebound is Gordon Rushville. Almost bounced off of Leaper's head. Not a bounce, but he saved it. Sheenan back over on the far side to Martins. Here's Sheenan with it. He'll throw up one from the free throw line. No good. Coming in for the rebound is Maddox Leaper. Can't get the ball. Now it's stolen away by Holston. Back to Maddox Leaper. He'll put his shot up, throw it off the glass. No good. And here come the Hawks. All the way for the shot. It's no good, but we got a foul. That will be on Sheenan, his first, and it'll put Dahlgren at the free throw line. And it's good. Five of eight from the free throw line tonight is Dahlgren. This one's no good. But the rebound taken down by Young. Nice rebound. Shot's no good, though. And Holstein gets the rebound and gets fouled. And that will be the third foul on McDonald. 3:59 to go, 55-47 Hay Springs. Cool, almost stolen away. Saved by Cannon Leaper. Ball tipped around backcourt. It'll go out of bounds. It was knocked out of bounds by Young. And Hay Springs is going to take a timeout. We'll take a timeout with them. Our timeout brought to you by Dunbar's You Design It. Back in 30 seconds on Classic Hits 107.7 KBPY.
Best Western West Hills Inn on 10th in Chadron is your oasis away from home, offering comfortable rooms with high-speed internet, a continental breakfast, a pool and hot tub, and of course, room for your furry little friends. Traveling to the game or on your next road trip, let Best Western West Hills Inn be your home away from home. Book your stay online at bestwestern.com or call 308-432-3305. While you're at it, check out their Best Western Rewards program. Best Western West Hills Inn, proud supporters of our area athletes.
Coffee going on now at Scooter's Coffee. Get any large, hot, or iced brewed coffee and a choice of bacon or sausage burrito, just $6. I love those sausage burritos. The kind of guy I am. Dennis Wicker this Tuesday evening in Hay Springs, bringing you high school basketball on Classic Hits 107.7 KBPY. Saturday, we're in Harrison with more high school basketball. But we got 3:49 to go in this one, an 8-point lead for Hay Springs. Gordon Rushville with the basketball. Holston, he'll go into the paint, take a shot. It's an air ball, and McDonald hits the rebound. Not McDonald's, it's not the restaurant. It's Hunter McDonald. And we're going to have an offensive foul called on Hunter. That'll be his fourth foul. So Hay Springs getting into a bit of a predicament with fouls. We've got Beast and McDonald with four and Dahlgren with three. And that's with 3:33 to go and a 8-point lead for Hay Springs. So Gordon Rusher with the basketball. Martin's taking his time, bringing it down court this time. Now bounce pass back to Martin. Into the paint. Shot up. Layup is in, and it won't go in. It falls out. Nice move, but couldn't finish. Now here comes Dahlgren. He'll give it to McDonald. McDonald and Young here on the near side. Long pass cross court to Feast. He's in the game with that 4-foul count. Ooh, nice move to Dahlgren in the lane, but he can't get the shot. He gets a piece outside, air ball, rebound. Nice, there you go. Dahlgren gets the follow-up rebound. Dahlgren having a big quarter here. It's a 10-point lead for Hay Springs. 9 points for McDonald's quarter, the three. Oh, almost going away, saved by Martin. He'll pass it underneath. And the layup will not go in for Maddox Leeper. Another turnover for Gordon Rushville. An empty shot there. Into the lane comes Smith. Throws it back out front. Top of the key is Dahlgren. Long three-pointer from Young won't go in. And the rebound taken down by Maddox Leeper. Martins will go the other way. We've got a timeout. Gordon Rushville. Timeout to the Mustangs, who are down 10. With 2:16 to go, but not counting themselves out of it yet. Our timeout brought to you by Dunbar's You Design It, top-notch embroidery, including hats, letterman's jackets, and personalized stuffed animals. Coming up, our post-game show brought to you by Fit 7. That's coming up 2 minutes and 16 seconds of playing time. Joe Peters Roofing, if you're thinking about any kind of roof repair, there really isn't any other name that comes to mind other than Joe Peters Roofing. And Keith Salon and Boutique, book your next hair appointment at Keith Salon online on Squarespace or call 430-3686 to make sure to stop by and check out the latest in fashion. Keith Salon and Boutique. Chadron Cardinals at home tonight and playing Hemmingford. You can catch all the scores on our website at chadrad.com. And that'll be, if not later tonight, tomorrow morning, and of course, on the Sportsnet KCSR and KBPY. 2:16 to go. It's a 10-point lead for the Hawks. Time for Gordon Rushville to cut into that lead if they want to win this one. As they are down 10. There's a shot up, and that one goes in. Give that one to Popkin. His first basket since the first quarter makes it an 8-point lead for Hastings. Young goes the other way with a triple team. Throws it out front. McDonald with a three, misses everything. Young gets the rebound, gets fouled, and goes to the free throw line. That's Young's first basket of the fourth period. And puts Hay Springs back in the bonus. Leifer picks up his third foul for Gordon Rushville. Young 2-for-2 from the free throw line, makes it 3-for-3. 60-49. Pass underneath, the layup is good. Maddox Leifer gets that one and makes it 60-51. McDonald will give the ball off to Dahlgren. Dahlgren will drive the paint and lose the ball off of his knee. Back to Gordon Rushville with 1:20 to go. Martins with the basketball. Around the far side, throws it over here on the near side. To Leifer, here's a three on the way. It's no good by Hopkins. And they get the rebound. Little turnaround shot from the paint. No good for Cannon Leifer. And we got a foul. That will be on Dahlgren. That's his fourth. 1:01 to go. Game can't end enough quick enough for Hay Springs, as they've got some guys in foul trouble right now. Up by 9. Holston takes the shot. It's good. 1 out of 3 from him, for him from the free throw line. Holston, second shot coming up. This one is good. And Gordon Rushville will take a timeout, trailing 60-53 with a minute and 1 second left to go in the ballgame. Timeout brought to you again, this time around, by Dunbar TV. Got the postgame show coming up, brought to you by Fit 7 in about a minute and 1 second of game time. Studio 308, Dean Mitch and Studio 308 specialize in signs, banners, vehicle graphics, and more. Call 430-1723. 308-430-1723. And don't forget Shadron Chiropractic. After a game like this, you might need Shadron Chiropractic. Whether you're a player or an announcer sitting on a bench whose rear end is starting to really hurt, Shadron Chiropractic, you've only got one spine, take care of it. With supportive chiropractic care at Shadron Chiropractic in downtown Shadron. And expert financial advice through Thrivin Financial that starts with you. Contact local financial associate Ben Rustin, Chatham, 308-430-0760. All right, 1:01 to go, 60-53. It is Hay Springs trying to make a sweep tonight over Gordon Rushville with the girls winning earlier this evening. And Hay Springs with the basketball. Gordon Rushville will press on the inbound. McDonald, no problem breaking that press. Gets the ball down court to Smith. Smith top of the key now. And Gordon Rushville almost trying to foul. Young's got the basketball. Shoots it up over Holston and gets it. 62-53, 9-point lead. Half a minute to go in the ball game. Friesman with the basketball. Over to Maddox, who takes a long three. Maddox Leifer makes it 62-56. 25.7 seconds to go. And another timeout from Gordon Rushville, brought to you by Dunbar's U Design. 62-56. 25.7 seconds to go in the ballgame. Scooter's Coffee, now going on at Scooter's Coffee. Get any large, hot, or iced brewed coffee, and your choice of bacon or sausage burrito just $6. I like the sausage. All right, we've got 25.7 seconds for Gordon Rushville to close the gap. We're down 62-56. It'll be Hay Springs basketball. I would look for a quick foul from Gordon Rushville. Also have full court pressure. Olson the only one back for Gordon Rushville. Hay Springs doing a nice job of not getting fouled. McDonald down court to Smith. And we do get foul finally. And Leeper will pick up his fourth foul. That's Cameron Leeper. And Smith will go to the free throw line. He's 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. Hay Springs in the bonus for 16.2 seconds. This one's good. 63-56. Into the game for the Mustangs, Brody Popkin. He will replace Bronson Friesman. Second shot is up and it's good. 64-56, back to an 8-point lead. 13 seconds to go, a 3 on the way. Off of the backboard, no good. Young gets the rebound and gets fouled. So back to the free throw line with 9.2 seconds left in the ballgame. That'll be the fourth foul on a Cannon Leaper. And Young's got a couple of shots here to add to his total. And this one's good. Young's 4 for 4 from the free throw line. Zoe Ziller, freshman, back into the game for Gordon Rushville. And he'll go in for Holston. Young's second shot coming up. And it's no good. Here comes Martins in a hurry. Got to get a 3. Takes the shot, and it's no good. 2 seconds left in the ballgame. And Young will hang on to the basketball. And 65-56. Hay Springs sweeps the Mustangs tonight at the Lister Stage Center. Coming up, it's the 5th-7 postgame show. No excuses, just results. Open 7 days a week. We'll have that postgame show coming up in a couple of minutes on Classic Hits 107.7 KB2I.
Pioneer Manor has been serving the Hay Springs area for over 50 years with both nursing facility care and assisted living apartments. They provide a comfortable home-like environment, which each resident is treated with respect and personalized care. The folks at Pioneer Manor also tip their hats to the hard work demonstrated by the Hay Springs student body, and we support their continued efforts. Whether you or someone in your family is in need of short or long-term care, Pioneer Manor is here to lend a hand. When you think about hard work and dedication, you're thinking about the Hay Springs Hawks. When you're thinking about hard work and attention to detail, you're thinking about Tubes Diesel, also located in Hay Springs. Semi-tractor trailers and all style of Cummins diesel engines are their specialty. And with the growing number of these rigs owned locally, do yourself a favor and introduce yourself to the professionals at Tubes Diesel Repair in Hay Springs. Everyone at Tubes Diesel appreciates the efforts of the Hay Springs Hawks. Sandy at Sackers in Hay Springs wanted us to remind everyone that whether you're headed to the Hay Springs Hawks game or coming home from one, you're invited to stop in at Sackers right there on Highway 20 to pick up pizza by the slice, chicken wings, your favorite drink, or of course, fill it up with gas or diesel before heading on. Sackers is also known for having a wide variety of liquors and beers off sale as well. The next time you're traveling down Highway 20, make sure you stop into Sackers in Hay Springs, a great Hawks supporter.
We have a new starting lineup at Hay Springs Lumber and Hardware, and there is every reason to expect their best effort in terms of high-quality materials and service. The folks at Hay Springs Lumber are team players and know, like the Hay Springs Hawks, that the best results are achieved with everyone working together. Hay Springs Lumber and Hardware takes great stock in keeping sinks draining properly, offering the best in paint, and the straightest boards possible. When in need, think Hay Springs Lumber and Hardware.
This is the Fit 7 post-game show. Fit 7, no excuses, just results. Open 7 days a week.
And this is the Fit 7 post-game show from Worcester Sage Centers in Hay Springs, where it's a good night for the Hawks as they sweep the Mustangs, with the girls winning earlier tonight and the boys wrapping up a 65-56 win. Gordon Rushell had a 10-point lead about midway through the first period, and the Hawks actually trailed after the first period 20-13. They came roaring back in the second period to take the lead, and Gordon Rushell made a run for it again actually here early in the second half, and towards the end the Hawks opened it up again. They had a tie at 44 for a little while as well. This is the Fit 7 post-game show. We will look at the numbers coming up after this on Classic Hits 107.7 KBPY.
The Butler Ag Equipment Team in Chadron is here for all your parts, service, and equipment essentials. Whenever you need them, whether you're a farmer, rancher, or have some acreage or a hobby farm to take care of, they're here to make your life a little easier. Stop in and say hello and check out their expansive lineup of brands like Massey Ferguson, Fendt, and Horse, just to name a few. You can count on the Butler Ag team all season, any season. Butler Ag Equipment, 6080 West Highway 20 in Chadron, or call 308-432-5593.
Ranchers, are you ready to maximize your herd's potential? Legacy Co-op has everything you need to boost your cattle's health and performance. From our premium grind and mix offerings to our convenient lick tubs, we provide solutions to keep your cattle thriving. Don't forget about our high-quality DDG cubes designed to power up your herd with nutrients they need, or our tailored mineral mixes. Don't settle for less. Contact Legacy Co-op. Grow in the future and your profits.
Don't let declining livestock prices keep you up at night. Farm Bureau Financial Services can help you protect your cattle, sheep, and hogs with livestock risk protection. Contact Farm Bureau agent Ted Basaggio in Hay Springs at 638-4566 and see how he can help protect your livestock operation and your bottom line. Now that's smarter insurance for agriculture. Western Agricultural Insurance Company, an equal opportunity provider. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Today, Springs Tuesday night basketball. I'll wrap it up with a Hawks win over Gordon Rushville tonight. And here's the numbers for you. For Gordon Rushville, they were led in scoring by Cannon Leeper. He had 14 points and four fouls. 11 points for Daniel Martins, who pretty much was the floor general for the Mustangs tonight. He only had one foul tonight. 10 points for Braylon Holston. And we had 10 points for Maddox Leeper. He had a three-pointer in the fourth period there that kind of closed the gap briefly for Gordon Rushville. For the winning Hawks, our leading scorer tonight, and he did most of his work in the second half, was Dylan Young. No surprise there, as the senior had 19 points, had one three-pointer, and was 4 out of 5 from the free-throw line. 16 points tonight for Dahlgren, and he had a three-pointer tonight, and 16 points for Talon Smith with a couple of three-pointers. Other scoring for the Hawks tonight, Cutter Thies had 6 points. Both of those were three-point shots in the second quarter, that turned the game around for the Hawks. He had 4 fouls tonight, though, and 5 points for Hunter McDonald, who also had 4 fouls tonight. Nobody fouled out, but it was getting close for the Hawks, and for that matter, for a couple of the Gordon Rushville Mustangs tonight. But the Mustangs win this, or the Hawks win this one over the Mustangs, 65-56. Earlier tonight, the girls of Hay Springs beat Gordon Rushville 45-33. They run their record to 6-4, and the Mustang girls go to 5-6. For the boys, the Mustangs fall to 3-7, and the boys run to 6-4. Actually, the girls are 6-5. I keep getting the girls one mixed up. Anyway, thanks for joining us tonight. Thanks to all of our sponsors who make these games possible for you this year on Classic Hits 107.7 KBPY. And those of you from Hay Springs, Gordon Rushville areas tonight especially, thank those businesses for making our broadcast possible. Thanks to Jeremy and Jet, running control back at the studio this evening, and I'm going to go now because my bottom hurts sitting on this bleacher, and I'm going to go have a little dinner and enjoy a rest of a Tuesday night. You do that too. And our next broadcast of high school basketball comes up on Saturday from Harrison. Sioux County and the Crawford both having their games in Harrison. The Crawford girls and the Sioux County boys will play Guernsey Sunrise, and the Crawford girls will play a game over there as well. We'll have those games for you here on Classic Hits 107.7 KBPY. That'll do it for tonight. Before I gag again, good night, everybody.
The Butler Ag Equipment Team in Chadron is here for all your parts, service, and equipment essentials. Whenever you need them, whether you're a farmer, rancher, or have some acreage or a hobby farm to take care of, they're here to make your life a little easier. Stop in and say hello, and check out their expansive lineup of brands like Massey Ferguson, Fendt, and Horse, just to name a few. You can count on the Butler Ag Team all season, any season. Butler Ag Equipment, 6080 West Highway 20 in Chadron, or call 308-432-5593.
The point of all those practices and team building sessions is directed at yielding better results during the game. Rasmussen Grain Services understands this game plan and offers the same chance for improved results when cleaning grain. Rasmussen Grain Services is mobile, and they have the capacity to clean and treat up to 600 bushels an hour. Cleaning grain removes unwanted materials, and treating helps prevent problems with disease, and in the end, improve yield. The same game plan employed by the Hay Springs Hawks. Go Hawks!
The promise to your baby that there's nothing in this world you wouldn't do for them. Braiding your daughter's hair, or taking care of a sick parent. For 175 years, New York Life Insurance Company has lived by this belief. Love is more than a feeling. It's an action. Putting your love into action starts with a simple phone call to me, Noelle Vulcan, your local New York Life agent. I can be reached at 605-716-0800 or at newyorklife.com. I will make sure your needs always come first, just like you do for your family.
People bank with people. At Platte Valley Bank, not only do we provide a wide array of financial services, we also provide leadership and volunteer time to support many community activities. We give our time, talent, and resources to help local organizations that have an impact on our friends and neighbors. Building long-term relationships with our customers and a strong commitment to our community is the way we do business.
Platte Valley Bank, member FDIC.
Arrow Building Center in Chadron is a big supporter of high school sports. So much that when the CHS boys or girls basketball teams hit a shot from inside the paint, it reminds us that Arrow Building Center in Chadron cheers for the home team. From interior and exterior paints to all of your needed painting accessories, Arrow has everything you need to do the job right. Go Cards, on the floor, the mat, or any other extracurricular activity you're part of, from the crew at Arrow Building Center, West Highway 20 in Chadron.
Big Bats Conoco, located at 1250 West Highway 20 in Chadron, is your one-stop shop for those halftime snacks you're gonna need. Not only can you stop and fuel your vehicle, but they have everything inside you'll need to fuel your stomach. Their store is filled with any snack you could desire, right down to pizza. Big Bats also offers a car wash, an ATM, and stations to plug in that new electronic car you just bought. Big Bats is your go-to place 24 hours a day for fuel, snacks, beer, car washes, and electric vehicle charging stations.
For the best burgers and shakes in Northwest Nebraska, it's Q's Dairy Suite in Crawford. This is FM 107.7 KBPY, Hay Springs, Chadron.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Shadrack Communication Sports. Any rebroadcast or retransmission of the broadcast or use of this broadcast without written permission of Shadrack Communications is prohibited. For archived audio of this broadcast, please visit shadrack.com.
Some programs this hour may be pre-recorded.
You are tuned to KBPY, Hay Springs, Shadrack.
Classic Hits Radio, Shadrack's best music.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. Santa Ana winds are kicking up again, with Southern California residents facing dire new wildfire warnings. It could halt progress made on containing fires such as the Eden Fire in Los Angeles County. County Incident Commander Kevin Bohall.
Unfortunately, 441 structures have been damaged.
and 3,988 have been destroyed.
The fires are now blamed for at least 25 deaths. Defense Secretary nominee Pete Hegseth grilled at his confirmation hearing about past accusations of sexual misconduct, which he denies. Fox's Jennifer Griffin reports Hegseth was also asked about the role of women in the military.
Some of the most heated questioning surrounded Hegseth's past statements that women should not serve in combat. Hegseth said today women can still serve in combat, but standards cannot be lowered.
America is listening to Fox News.
Stirring fiber, exercising, frequent trips to the store for more laxatives and fiber. Sounds like your constipation with belly pain is a lot to manage. But if your symptoms that keep coming back are signs of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, ask your doctor how Linzess can help you get ahead of it. Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
As we start to head into the evening, look for the clouds to move out. Skies will clear up and will stay a little warm overnight, around 18 degrees. Southwest winds should remain light through tomorrow. Should make for a nice one, 42 for a high, with sunshine staying clear overnight and warmer lows in the 20s. Thursday, sunshine again with a high nearing 50, light southwest winds. Then Friday, 40% chance of snow, high of 35, and we get much colder on the weekend, into the single digits for highs.
Don't you leave me no more. I've got this burning, yearning, yearning feeling inside me. Ooh, deep inside me. And it hurts so bad. You came into my life. So tenderly. That stings like a bee. And now that I'm surrounded so helplessly, you know I believe you wanna leave me. Oh, baby, baby, where did our love go? Oh, don't you leave me. Don't you leave me no more.
Systems.